it yourself. Call now, 303-675-7350. That's 303-675-7350. Leaf Defier of Colorado.
AM 760 and HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
The president at the UN.
He's facing what's going to be a tough audience.
E. coli and the food safety gap.
The government can put in place mandatory standards.
A night of rioting in Hungary.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. Well, President Bush steps before the UN General Assembly in about 3.5 hours, hoping to win over skeptics of his Mideast policy. CBS News correspondent Mark Noller is covering the speech.
President Bush will call for new international support for helping democracy take root in the Middle East, especially in Iraq, Lebanon, and the Palestinian territories. He will portray it as the best weapon to use against terrorism and nations who support it, including Iran and Syria.
I'm Cammy McCormick in New York.
The president will receive a polite reception, but there's no question that he comes to the UN in a weakened position.
That's because many members haven't forgiven the U.S. for its invasion of Iraq, and Mr. Bush may not win over any new backers for his vision of Mideast peace.
Particularly over Iraq. The American leverage and credibility is at a low point.
Lee Feinstein, a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations, says President Bush may be more concerned that his speech plays to a domestic audience with midterm elections approaching.
And Mr. Bush may get a cool reception at the UN, but his standing with the American people is improving. The USA Today Gallup poll shows his approval rating at 44%, his highest this year. Live to CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer at the White House. And Peter, is this bounce the result of Mr. Bush's two-week terrorism blitz?
Well, Nick, the White House has certainly been taking a why mess with success approach as it reruns its 2004 strategy. Now, for weeks, the president has been emphasizing the war on terror. But this latest poll also shows that Mr. Bush still has problems with voters on Iraq. 6 in 10 people say he has no clear strategy on the war. More than 25% say Iraq is their top election year concern. 3 out of 4 disagree with the president's claim that Iraq is not in a civil war. But they're split when asked if the war was a mistake, Nick.
Well, they're getting closer, but the White House and key senators aren't there yet as they struggle over legislation covering the interrogation of terrorism suspects. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss has details from Capitol Hill.
Senator John McCain says they're making progress in trying to work out a compromise with the administration, but there is still a pretty big gap between the president and Republicans blocking his bill in the Senate. Mr. Bush insists CIA agents need a free hand to interrogate potential terrorists. Others, including former Secretary of State Colin Powell, say backing away from the Geneva Conventions will hurt U.S. standing in the world and put captured American soldiers at greater risk.
U.S. authorities and the Mounties come in for sharp criticism by a Canadian government commission that says inaccurate information triggered the rendition of a Canadian man in secret to Syria, where he was imprisoned and tortured. The panel concluded Maher Arar had no connection with terrorism. California produce growers shouldn't have been caught totally off guard by the E. coli outbreak. Live to CBS News correspondent Jim Shenemy, were they warned of potential danger, Jim?
Back in November of last year, Nick, in a letter to farmers and processors from the FDA. Then in March, the agency sent out guidelines for the safe production of vegetables and fruits. But
safeguards are not in place for fresh fruits and vegetables.
Carolyn Smith, DeWall of the Center for Science and the Public Interest.
FDA doesn't have authority to check the farms that grow produce, and they rarely have the staff or the time to inspect in the processing plant.
Let's go to correspondent Steve Futterman down on the farm.
They affectionately call Salinas, California, the salad bowl of the world. And right now, farmers in the salad bowl are nervous.
Very scary.
That's Jim Bogart. He's with the Growers Shipper Association of Central California. Joe Pizzini is with Ocean Mist Farms. They grow spinach. Right now, everything's in limbo.
Essentially, the spinach business has come to a halt.
The long-term effects are even more worrisome. Once the E. coli panic goes away, farmers want to know when consumers will be comfortable eating spinach again. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Salinas, California.
It's 4 minutes past the hour.
Call the mortgage store today at 303-423-7171.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Smooth ride around the metro. Just crews wrapping up overnight construction. Obviously, they're very late this morning. Northbound Parker between Hamden and 225. Two right lanes. It's not affecting 225, though. Picking up the last of the cones, I-25 from 84th to 120th. And we did have westbound Dry Creek, including the on-ramp, closed to northbound I-25. Security wait time at DIA.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Quality, value, design, innovation. Customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngleHomesColorado.com.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
I grossed over $321,000 and I was able to quit my 9-to-5.
You've heard all the buzz. Everyday people are putting the internet to work, making serious money from the comfort of their own homes with online auctions. So much money, so easily, they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you with a free CD from ISI. Yours absolutely free just for calling. This free CD shows how easy it is to generate real wealth quickly with online auctions at sites like the internet's largest marketplace, eBay. And you never have to see, store, or even pay for the products you're selling.
I did over $40,000 in sales last month, and I have my own business now. It's like a dream come true.
The strategies are simple. The money is real, and the CD is free. Call 1-800-226-9008. Now to get your free CD. Call 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant, taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-495-8830. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation or a limited liability company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-495-8830. 1-800-495-8830. That's 1-800-495-8830.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, "Je voudrais le poulet et le riz."
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-344-9121. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-344-9121. That's 1-800-344-9121.
Oh, big deal. Don't you wish I could sit here and say it's Thursday already, but it's not. It's only Tuesday, and we got something brand new this morning for you. Instant messaging has been installed. Now, here's how you use it. You got to go to am760.net, and there should be a picture of me that says on the air now, and I think you click, like, right underneath the picture, and then you can send me an instant message. And the ones that are good, I'll read them on the air. So if you can't take the time to call in, you can do that. It's just another innovation here, another technological innovation here at AM760 Progressive Talk. So we have instant messaging, and I'll remind you about that throughout the morning. I got a story here in this first hour. I talked about this and tried to get people interested in this, tried to get you interested in this a couple of months ago, maybe. And it was really, really hard to get people to take the bait. I mean, nobody really wanted to talk about it. And that is the idea that we should talk to Iran directly. And today, George W. Bush goes to the UN to face what is considered to be a tough audience to try to persuade the UN about his vision of democracy. And Ahmadinejad of Iran will be there as well. And he's going to talk, too. Now, the two are not going to talk, and who knows if they'll even meet up with each other, but they're both scheduled to be on the speaker's platform at the UN General Assembly today. There's a story that is out that part of it is the Time Magazine cover story of the week. Part of it has been all over the Internet, and part of it has to do with CNN. Colonel Sam Gardner, who is now retired, who's a CNN analyst and also has done some work with the military, he says that we are right now, even though the government, even though our government is saying that diplomacy is what we want and that there are no military plans on the desk, our government right now has people on the ground in Iran, undercover, covert people in Iran, and that this is a prelude and a step. This is the first step to eventual military action against Iran. Plus, a segment of the U.S. Navy has been put on alert, and the idea there is a possible naval blockade of Iran. Now, listen to Colonel Sam Gardner on possible military action in Iran.
Seeing today that some U.S. naval forces have been alerted for deployment. That is a major step. That's first. The second thing is the sources suggest the plan is not in the Pentagon. The plan has gone to the White House. That's not normal planning. When the plan goes to the White House, that means we've gone to a different state.
You think it's...
Okay, and then Wolf Blitzer goes on to... There's a longer cut available of this on thinkprogress.org. Wolf Blitzer goes on to ask him and start to cross-examine him, and I think it runs about 5 or 6, 7 minutes, goes on to cross-examine him about military action in Iran, and he swears that it's in the works. Now, here's what General John Abizade had to say about military operations in Iran.
I'm not going to confirm or deny any planning that we're doing with regard to war plans. You know that I couldn't ever disclose that whatsoever. I can tell you that we deal with an awful lot of contingencies. We have sufficient and significant military force in the region to deal with any country or any eventuality.
All right, what do you draw from this? And in hindsight, I wish we had, which we didn't do, but I wish we had gotten a 7 or 8 minute cut of Sam Gardner, because it's a lot more, it explains more in full where he's coming from. But do you believe the president, do you believe George W. Bush when he says that he wants diplomacy first? I mean, isn't this the kind of same thing we heard about Iraq? That we hope that diplomacy works? Meanwhile, they're drawing up plans to go into Iraq, and then eventually we do go into Iraq. And now, the rumors are heavy that this is exactly what we're going to do in Iran. It's going to be like a two-stage operation in which we're going to bomb their nuclear sites and maybe some other sites in Iran. And then the other thing we're going to do is we're going to encourage the opposition internally inside the country to rise up. As you know, Iran's got a very young population, and it's reported that a large majority, and you know, I don't know this to be true, but I've heard this, the large majority or a good majority of the younger people in Iran do not like the religious restrictions there and are very West-looking in their outlook. So we would encourage those dissident elements in Iran to rise up. Similar to, for instance, the Bay of Pigs in Cuba, where we hope to do the same thing, although there we sent in a military force. So this is what the rumor is. This is what is circulating around. And in the longer cut, Colonel Sam Gardner cites Cy Hirsch of The New Yorker and several other people as sources on this. Now, you know, normally most talk show hosts are supposed to ask a question. I'm not sure what the question is to ask here this morning. I mean, I've asked it before of you. Do you think that the United States people would buy this again? Do you think that they would buy going into Iran? And also, the secondary question is, do you believe President George W. Bush when he says, or any member of the government, Condoleezza Rice, I don't care who it is, that we want diplomacy first and that that's what we're really interested in? And that our position here, the United States position is that if Iran suspends nuclear enrichment, then we might sit down and talk to them. But until then, no direct contact. Meanwhile, the war of words escalates between the two countries. And I'm no fan of Ahmadinejad's. I'm no fan of his at all. And I'm no fan of any country that has a religious theocracy. But to me, before you can fight, you got to talk. And I've said that repeatedly, over and over again, here on AM 760. Said it repeatedly. So, 303-713-7600, and I got four open lines, or you can go to am760.net, and you can instant message me your response about what you think about the possibility of us going into Iran. I mean, here's a guy who has military connections, Colonel Sam Gardner, who says that we got people already on the ground there, that the Iranians know that we have people there. How do they know? Well, he says in the CNN, you go to thinkprogress.org, you can hear the longer cut. He says there that the Iranians have arrested people inside the country who have had dealings with Americans, with American undercover agents, or, you know, I don't know if you'd use the term Delta Force. I'm not sure what you would call them, that have either been on the ground there or are on the ground there. So that's what we're looking at here. And I got four open lines at 303-713-7600. Are we on the eve of military action with Iran? Would you tolerate that? Do you believe this government when it says that what we're interested in is diplomacy first? And you know, the other thing I find really, really interesting is where are the Democrats on this? How come they're so quiet about this? If this stuff's circulating around all over the place, how come no Democrat stands up, John Kerry, Hillary Clinton, anybody you want to name, within inside the party, how come they don't stand up raise their hand and go, what in the world is the administration doing? How come they don't do that? I don't know. You know what? I don't know of any Democrats that have said anything about this. And maybe I haven't done my homework, and maybe you do know of somebody who has. And if you have, please point it out to me. All right, two lines open at 303-713-7600, or you can instant message me at am760.net right underneath my picture. It'll show you there. You can click, and you can instant message. All right, we'll come back with your calls here.
Is your computer running slow? Are pop-up ads making your life miserable? Don't let your computer drive you crazy. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Starting at less than $100, PC Answers will come to your home or office and get your computer running like new.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at pc-answers.com. That's pc-answers.com, 303-548-1414. A proud member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network at troubleshooter.com.
Today we're talking about legal invisibility. It's what's invisible that counts, right? Do you believe that? Try this. Look at the driver to your right, to your left. Do they have a headache, big headache, small headache, or no headache? How can you tell? What difference does it make anyway? I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. When you've been injured, try to convince the insurance company about your injury. Try it when they tell you they can't even see it. At Bell & Pollock, we've handled injury insurance cases like these successfully for over 20 years. You need a professional on your side. At Bell & Pollock, your life and your claim is managed on a distinguished basis. Injuries destroy lives, change relationships, ruin families, and end careers. Your claim and your life makes all the difference in the world. If you've been injured, you have to protect yourself. You can do this. If you want experienced professionals on your side, call us. We'll help you.
Bell & Pollock, champions of the people. Bell & Pollock, 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Endorsed by Tom Martino at troubleshooter.com. Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318. 8318.
Right here, 1 to 2 p.m. each Saturday.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Call 1-800-500-3533. 1-800-500-3533. That's 1-800-500-3533.
Isn't it time for a new pair of favorite jeans? Lee has any style you need, including relaxed, loose straight leg, and boot cut, and any wash you want. So it's easy to find what's right for you. Come see the new Lee and find your new favorite pair of jeans at Kohl's. Lee, get what fits.
Live, local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
We've learned from Time Magazine today that some U.S. naval forces have been alerted for deployment. That is a major step. That's first. The second thing is the sources suggest the plan is not in the Pentagon. The plan has gone to the White House. That's not normal planning. When the plan goes to the White House, that means we've gone to a different state.
You think it's
6:23, 23 minutes after 6. That's retired Colonel Sam Gardner on possible military action in Iraq. In Iran. High today, 77, mostly sunny. Taking your calls on this, 303-713-7600, one line open. Let's go to Robert in Englewood. Robert, you're on AM 760. Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good.
Hey,
I've been watching the mainstream media, which is pretty successful in selling the idea to the American public that recognition means approval. In other words, if we start direct talks with either Damascus or Tehran, that means that we're approving of them. The other thing the mainstream media has been very successful at is this idea of cut and run. In other words, Congressman Murtha plan to take our army and move them across the border is basically surrendering the Iraqi people to the terrorists. And I think the mainstream media has been very successful in selling it. Even CNN, I watched Miles O'Brien, I think it was last night, and he had a roundtable discussion. And what he is kind of turning his nose up at all kinds of suggestions for negotiations or talks. And, you know, it's kind of like a manlyhood thing. You've got to blow the bejeebers out of everybody in the world to prove that our fundamentalist religious views are superior to their fundamentalist religious views. I think, personally, I think we'll be at a war with Iran real quick. Bush is facing midterm elections. He knows he's going to lose. He's got to get that rally around the flag thing going. And, you know, you and I both know there's a lot of ways out of this war. That's one thing I have a bone to pick with all progressives. They spend too much time worrying about Saddam Hussein and talking about weapons of mass destruction. They should be talking about the really great negotiators we have in this country, Republicans like Henry Kissinger and Dennis Ross, and Democrats like George Mitchell and Madeleine Albright. These people all have successful negotiating records, and he's not calling on any of them. It's real obvious to me that the warmongering drums are being beaten all over the place.
Well, I think the media is certainly, you know, selling this. I mean, I think they're certainly repeating the administration line that, you're right, talking to them is approval. And I think the point we need to raise is that we don't need a, we're not necessarily saying we approve of anything, but it's better to try to talk to somebody than it is to try to duke it out with them. And this whole thing, and I hear this a lot of times on talk radio, I hear it a lot in the media, from administration people that, well, you know, listen, here's the deal. Talking to them does no good. You can't talk to them. And you know what? I don't buy that, and I think you can. That's number one. Then the other thing is that, yeah, you got to spend time talking about Iraq. You got to spend time talking about that stuff because for most people across this country, even though immigration came in as the number one thing here in Colorado, for most of the United States of America, Iraq is the number one concern of most constituents, and they want to hear about, you know, some kind of a plan to end this thing. And the president's numbers are up to 44% in the USA Today Gallup poll. But he still, if you look into the survey, he still has trouble in the area of Iraq. So you got to talk about that. But I want to know, where are the Democrats? Where are those that are sitting in Congress and in the Senate, who are the opposition party? How come they don't stand up and ask, like, what is going on here?
Well, you know, I listened to that Tom Perkin steak fry thing. He's a senator from Iowa, and he had Barack Obama on there. And Barack Obama kind of scares me. He said, well, we're going to take care, his exact words, we're going to take care of Iran. Now, Harkin brought up a great point. After the day after 9/11, there were candlelight vigils all over the world, you know, in respect for the victims of 9/11. Hundreds of thousands of people in Tehran turned out at night with candles. So, you know, there's a lot of respect for us over there. But Bush is squandering it all. So I don't know. The anti-war forces are not, I don't think they're focused on the next war, which, in my opinion, is going to happen real quick with Iran.
All right. Thank you, Robert. I appreciate the call, man. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye.
Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Mike in Boulder. Mike, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Yeah, I think Robert's got it. I too, am very concerned that we're going into Iran, and that is our plan. And you can see that in lots of different ways. One thing that did happen was it's back a policy document delivered to Netanyahu in, I think, 95, or maybe it was 97, but it was called a break, a strategy for securing the realm. called for the overthrow of Saddam Hussein, followed by Syria and Iran. And it seems like we're on that path. And you ask why the Democratic Party is not standing up to this. And it's because they are also Israel supporters.
Well, I don't see where those two things collide. I don't see where they. I mean, I do see where they intersect, but I also see where it can be looked at as a separate issue along these lines. That if we pick a fight with Tehran, we're going to have even greater trouble in Iraq than we've got now. And Lord knows, we got enough now to last us for a lifetime. That we're going to even have bigger problems. I mean, I'm not saying that, you know, that Democratic members of Congress or the Senate should jump to their feet and go, no, we shouldn't go into Iran. No, what I'm saying is, because we don't know that this is going to happen for sure, but this thing on CNN yesterday was a pretty big revelation. I think the biggest thing here is they need to stand up and ask, what is going on? Give us a detailed answer as to what is happening here. And if the Navy was put on alert for a possible blockade of Iran's waters, then we need an explanation as to why and what is the United States up to?
I think the plan is to preemptively bomb Iran, perhaps using tactical nuclear weapons. And you say, oh, will the American people get behind this? And I think not, unless there's another event, like 9-1-1, which is blamed upon the Iranians. Dick Cheney has been given authority to launch an attack on Iran if there is another 9-11-like event, whether or not Iran is shown to be culpable.
Well, you know what? That in itself is a scary thought. All right,
it's
Mike,
so
thanks,
scary.
Man. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Three lines open at 303-713-7600. If you're just joining us here at 6:31, 29 minutes in front of 7, retired Colonel Sam Gardner on CNN yesterday in the Situation Room, he claims we're getting ready to go into Iran. Time Magazine's cover story is about Iran and about the United States Navy being alerted. And I just got a couple of questions about this. Number one, the one I always ask you about this. Do you think that the people in this country would buy this? And then number two, where's the Democratic Party? How come nobody's standing up to say anything? And I'm also the opinion that we should call Mark Udall or Diana DeGette and get them on the show, because you know we'll never get Ken Salazar. He'll never come on. But we should definitely... call them and ask them. And you know what? It looks like Tom Tancredo is going to get, you know, Mad Tommy Tancredo is going to get his wish here about us bombing Mecca, even though Mecca's in Saudi Arabia, bombing Iran. I'm sure Tommy's all for that, right? 6:32, 20 minutes in front of 7 o'clock here. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. We'll play those cuts again. If you want to hear a longer version of the Sam Gardner cut, go to thinkprogress.org. Okay. Gina Michaels.
Morning.
Awake and with the program, correct?
Absolutely.
All ready for another day. And it's good to have you along. And the sun's just now starting to come up, and it almost looks a little cloudy out, but it isn't really. It's not really cloudy. It's just kind of dusky looking out there.
Yes.
But it's going to be a pretty nice day today with a high of 77. So that's good golf and convertible weather. What about the morning commute this early?
Well, you know, it's really off to a busy start, Jay, and we've got a couple of major problems. We have wreck activity already affecting traffic eastbound 270 between I-76 and Vasquez. We've got at least one lane block that's jamming that up through Commerce City. Another crash is on 84th Avenue to southbound I-25, which is a really bad spot due to all the normal crowding we have along the interstate through there anyway, back to 104th. So watch out for those. In Aurora, crews are out late, creating a snag northbound Parker between Hampton and 225. Two right lanes blocked there. 225 is not affected. Weather today, mainly sunny and mild, light winds and a high of 78. Currently, it's 40 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Referendum I is simple. It gives same-sex couples rights and responsibilities for matters like hospital visitations.
Thank you for calling. calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
A free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-220-1174. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-220-1174. That's 1-800-220-1174.
Need health insurance? You need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you get it. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need affordable health insurance to get it. Call now. 800-734-1757. 800-734-1757. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need affordable health insurance, call now and see how Mega can help you. 800-734-1757. 800-734-1757. That's 800-734-1757.
Good morning, 6:35. It's 25 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Hey, if you're a homeowner, here's an important offer that's going to save you big bucks from the mortgage store. They have a new 6 months with no payment program, and I guarantee you're going to love it. They're going to combine 5.75% 30-year fixed loan with an exclusive 6 months with no payment plan. Adjustable rate mortgages go higher and higher. Credit card rates are at record highs. You can get rid of all of these, consolidate all your bills into one low payment, but no payments for the next 6 months. The Mortgage Store is an Inc. 500 company, and you can trust that you'll get the good results with them. They underwrite their own loans, so they can say yes when others say no. And as a direct lender, they can close your loan in as little as a week. You call them today, man, they can tell you right there whether... whether you'll get approved or not. They have $25 million dedicated to the program. It's not going to last long, so call right now. This 5.75% rate with only 5.99 APR and 6 months with no payments won't last for long, so don't wait. Call right now. Let me give you the number. 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. 303-423-7171.
This is Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
I'm not going to confirm or deny any planning that we're doing with regard to world plans. You know that I couldn't ever disclose that whatsoever. I can tell you that we deal with an awful lot of contingencies. We have sufficient and significant military force in the region to deal with any country or any eventuality.
That's General Abizaid on military operations in Iran, so he's not denying it. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Good morning, 37 minutes past the hour. High today, 77. Mostly sunny. Your feelings about this? And the two questions I ask, you think, which I always ask you about this, is the American public going to accept this? And where the hell is the Democratic Party? Because Colonel Sam Gardner, retired colonel, has connections to the military, CNN analyst, says that military action is probable. Said this yesterday on the Situation Room. Let me roll a little bit of this.
We've learned from Time Magazine today that some U.S. naval forces have been alerted for deployment. That is a major step. That's first. The second thing is the sources suggest the plan is not in the Pentagon. The plan has gone to the White House. That's not normal planning. When the plan goes to the White House, that means we've gone to a different
you
stage.
Think it's... And here you have the administration saying they want diplomacy first. You've got Bush and Ahmadinejad speaking today at the UN. You've got all this stuff going on here. And if you want to hear a longer version of that cut, go to thinkprogress.org because they've got it. All right, let's get back on the phones. Go to Kurt in Boulder. Kurt, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, I'm in Centennial.
All right, go ahead. Well, you know what? Whether you're in Centennial or Boulder, wherever you are, man, you're free to speak.
Okay. Listen, first off, Bush is lying when he says he wants diplomacy first. We all know that. His folks Cheney, Rumsfeld, Rice, none of them give a damn about diplomacy. Second, I think your previous callers are right. I think there is something that's going to go on in Iran. I don't think we're going to be invading because, frankly, we don't have the forces for it. The military is stretched so thin that there's no possible way we could invade a country as large as Iran. And keep in mind, Iran is much, much bigger than Iraq, much bigger. Now, they might go in and try to hit those nuclear facilities because Bush knows that he is going to lose the House of Representatives. And they're going to get the subpoena power, and he is scared to death of that, scared to death of that. And he knows there are other things coming down the road. As Randy Rhodes was pointing out yesterday, with John Turley talking to Keith Olbermann, that this is why Bush was, foaming at the mouth in his press conference last Friday. They want to get this law passed so retroactively they can say, hey, if you tortured anybody, it was fine. You know, because he knows that otherwise that's going to present problems for him.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, you're definitely on target there with that. I talked about it yesterday morning, and the other thing is here's the other thing. They have, according to this guy Sam Gardner, they've got a two-pronged strategy on this. Okay, number one, they're going to bomb, and then the other thing they're going to do is, which is the reason we have people on the ground there. Allegedly, and you see that Abizade won't comment one way or the other about this, is because we want to encourage the Iranian opposition to rise up at the time of the bombing and overthrow the religious theocracy that runs the country.
And that's not going to happen. And let me tell you why. Yes, there are elements inside Iran that are Western. You know, they don't care for the theocracy they have, but as Newsweek pointed out, I think it was about 6 weeks ago, the Iranian people overwhelmingly, by like 87% to 8%, support their nuclear program. They see it as a nationalistic thing. They do not understand why they should not have the same rights to develop a nuclear program the way Pakistan and India have. And so it's not going to happen if we threaten them along these lines. That overthrow is another Rumsfeld Cheney fantasy, just like, you know, we're going to be greeted as liberators with flowers in Iraq.
Yeah, you know what? It doesn't take more than two and two to put it together and to come up with four, that if a country is attacked, most people rally around their government. Witness here that, you know, the Republicans are using the 2004 playbook, and Bush's popularity poll and USA Today Gallup is up by 4%. However, individual candidates are still having trouble with, for instance, Mike DeWine in Ohio,
yeah,
now slipping behind Sherrod Brown, and also Conrad Burns now slipping behind John Tesler.
Even Lincoln Chafee is slipped behind Whitehead in Rhode Island.
Yeah, so we'll have to see how it plays out. Kurt, thanks, man. I appreciate the call.
One more thing.
Quickly.
You were asking about why don't the Democrats say anything, and it's because Ahmadinejad is so scary that they don't feel like they can say anything about it because most Americans realize that this guy is crazy and they're afraid to stand up and say, you know, we need to talk to this guy. But that's exactly what we need to do. We need Bush to talk to him like Nixon went to China. That's what needs to happen.
Yeah, not only that, but I'm not asking the Democrats to stand up and say that, you know, we shouldn't under any circumstances get into a military confrontation with them.
Exactly.
I understand the political ramifications of that. What I'm asking is that they stand up and ask, okay, you know what, fill us in. Tell a country what exactly is going on and stop this whole curtain of secrecy that that hides American policy. That's all I'm asking. I don't think that's
going to happen because this is the most secretive administration ever. I mean, any administration that goes back in time to classified documents, you know they're not going to give anything up.
Yeah, I agree, but it's still, you know, it's incumbent upon the opposition party. It's called checks and balances that they need to rise up and say something. Thanks, Kurt.
Okay, bye.
Appreciate it. Let's go to David in Denver. David, you're on a... Oh, David went away. Okay. Let's go to... where are we headed here? To Dwayne in Weld County. Dwayne, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Jay. I don't know how pertinent exactly this is, but this is kind of a wagging the dog kind of circumstance here where there's a lot of other things that are going on that are going to take a lot of military finesse and a lot of military action, and this is just something that is diverting attention at a particular time in the political process. I mean, why wasn't this done sooner? Why can't they wait? I mean, all of these things should be at least brought up into the public discussion. And then the other parts of this is that any government secrecy is not the ally of democracy. And I think that the secrecy of this particular administration speaks volumes as to its regards for democracy. And when Bush made the joke, and of course, if I were to be the dictator, that would be best, and it was like a joke, I remember several Republicans saying, oh, that was just a joke. And I'm saying, even when you allow that kind of rhetoric to rise to the level of a joke from the chief administrator, it's not funny, and it's something that needs to be taken seriously.
Where's the Democratic Party on this?
Well, I don't know where the Democratic Party's at. I mean, the Democratic Party is just people. I mean, that's what I'm saying.
Well, where are they? Where are the leaders? Where's Howard Dean on this? Where's John Kerry on this? Where's Rahm Emanuel? Where's Chuck Schumer? I mean, you know, I could go on and on about all the people. I mean, name anybody you want to. Dianne Feinstein.
Part of it, too.
Nancy Pelosi.
I guess the other part to this puzzle is how do you get access to media? And maybe they have made statements, but they haven't been, you know, banging on pots and pans to get it out.
Well, I think the first thing I'd do is I'd call CNN, I'd call Wolf Blitzer and say, hey, I want to come on. You know, he wouldn't turn down a request by Nancy Pelosi, put her on, because it would only mean ratings for him. It would only mean attention for him. I mean, he's got George W. Bush on today. I mean, what the hell? He could put her on. I mean, I don't know why the Democrats just don't speak up. Dwayne, thank you, man. I got to run.
Just out of a thing, ignoring people is many times the best strategy when you control the media.
Well, I just don't think I don't think that they would ignore them. I think that they would put them on because it means conflict, it means controversy, and that means ratings. Thanks, Dwayne.
Okay, bye.
All right. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Are we going into Iran? Well, Colonel Sam Gardner seems to think so. Time magazine is talking about the Navy being put on alert. Where's the opposition party in this? Two lines open at 303-713-7600, 646-14. Away from 7 o'clock. Don't forget, if you can't use the phone, you can instant message me by simply going to am760.net and clicking under my picture and send me an instant message, and I'll read it on the air if it's not foul. Also, you can get any part or all of this broadcast on podcast at am760.net. And coming up after 7 o'clock, Jim Hightower will be here. 647, 13 before.
Now there's a great way to purchase the best-built spa in Colorado. Wind River is factory direct, locally manufactured in the great state of Colorado. There's no middleman, no commission salesperson, no freight or warehousing expenses. And those savings are passed on to you. Download a free 64-page hot tub buyer's guide online at windriverspas.com and let them show you what to look for in a spa. The advice is free from the experts at Wind River Spas.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Take your next vacation to Acapulco. Sandy beaches, great nightlife, and 100% sunshine guaranteed. Acapulco will pay.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1875. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1875. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1875. That's 1-800-771-1875.
Happy?
Yeah?
Then you're the most important person in the business.
Fine.
That means she's got to be ready. And she is, with a platform built on Microsoft software.
Well, when I'm working with clients, I can get answers for them immediately from production, distribution, billing, anywhere.
It's an all-access pass.
It does keep my clients happy. We've got one of the highest retention rates in our industry.
Spoken like the most important person in the business, which you are. Until...
Until what?
Until a client calls Nancy, making Nancy the most important person in the business. Nancy, where you going?
With the right software, all your people can be the most important person in the business. Find out how at Microsoft.com/people ready. Microsoft, software for the people ready business.
The following is an OnStar conversation.
OnStar emergency, this is Belinda.
Come quick, because my daddy's in trouble. My dad is stuck in the 2x4.
Okay, I have you on Hayden Hill. I'm going to conference in emergency services.
Every month, OnStar offers help in thousands of emergencies.
Please. This is Belinda with OnStar. I have a young child on Hayden Hill. Something has happened to his father.
Hurry, I got 20 feet of water crossing me.
We'll get help out to you.
The peace of mind OnStar offers is more affordable than you might think.
Daddy, they're coming. They're coming.
Is the police there?
You're okay, sir?
Daddy, are you okay?
Yeah, we're all set.
Okay. Please, no, we hear what you need us.
The first year of OnStar service is included on new OnStar-equipped GM vehicles, and unlimited use of all safety and security services costs only $16.95 plus tax per month after that. To experience OnStar, press your blue button or visit OnStar.com. OnStar by GM.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon, and right now you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
One, 9 minutes away from 7 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 77, mostly sunny. Call us or instant message us at am760.net. We're talking about this country's plan to go into Iran, which Colonel Sam Gardner claims is true yesterday on the CNN Situation Room with Wolf Blitzer. And coming up after 7 o'clock, Jim Hightower, plus a dilemma that a woman is in regarding the United States military. And we'll talk about that, plus the tensions between Muslims and Catholics. We'll try to get into that, too, as well. Let's go back to the phones here. We go to Pat in Broomfield. Pat, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
I've got a question for you.
Sure.
Where the heck are the progressive people in this country? Why aren't we all screaming as loud as we can at all of our representatives and senators, insisting that they do the right thing and forget what Georgie wants and protect this country? When is the populace going to start screaming?
I don't know that they're not. I mean, I don't have any. I mean, I sent an email yesterday.
Well, I just made a list while I was waiting for you of 5 emails for right now that I can think of that I need to send. Isn't this a government of the people, by the people, and for the people? Aren't we the ones that are supposed to really and truly be running this through our elected officials? I mean, just baffles me.
Technically so, but unfortunately, the legislation of the American people has fallen into the hands of big business.
It has, and we have got this Congress, this miserable bunch of rubber stamp people. But bottom line is, doesn't he have to get approval to do this, or have we just now handed this man carte blanche to do any bloody thing he chooses to do?
I would assume that he's probably going to claim that the
War Powers Act.
Yeah, that the resolution passed by the Congress is going to give him
no.
The power to do this. But you know what? How come there are no Democrats standing up?
Well,
going,
we don't know that they're not.
But
don't
it would make
know
the news if they were.
Well, but we don't know what's going on behind the scenes. And I have to say, you know, I don't think these people are sitting there on their thumbs wondering what the heck to do next. I can't believe that. If I have to believe that, then what the heck else is there to ever believe in? But I have to believe that there are people trying to negotiate. This is like negotiating with a complete madman. This guy's not right. in my humble opinion, I told Turk this, I think we ought to take him out of there and put him in a straitjacket. Because I think he's completely and totally nuts. And Dick Cheney, I mean, a lightning bolt should come out of the sky with that one. And
yeah,
I realize,
still, you know what? Democrats are supposed to be an opposition party. Why don't they stand up?
Well, as I said, we don't know. Because you're not seeing it on the press doesn't mean it isn't happening. It may be happening in a more subtle fashion. I mean, this is, you think about the, scope of the corruption, if you will, the misthinking, I mean, that's not even really probably a word, of the people that we're dealing with, from Condoleezza through Cheney, through Rumsfeld, through Bush, through Andrew Card, and all Karl Rove. I mean, these people are scary. They're like out of a bad movie.
Yeah, well, Andrew Card's gone, but I agree with you. I just
Stephen Hadley, there's another one.
Yeah, I just wonder. I agree with you, but I just wonder where. I just wonder where the opposition.
Well, I guess it's up to us to put a fire under those in Congress who do think the way we do, to get on the stick and get going. This can't happen, Jay. This scares me so much I can't wrap my mind around it. I mean, I don't know where those people get the idea that we can get away with these things.
I don't know. You know what? Because people are silent, that's why, because people are quiet. Pat, thank you. I appreciate the call.
See you, Jay.
Okay. Let's go to Elaine in Aurora. Elaine, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay, good morning. I know you're running short on time, so I just have four quick points to make. First of all, I heard this morning that the Bush administration is preparing ships and putting them in position to attack Iran.
Yeah, that's right. Time magazine has that story about the Navy being alerted.
For him to have the nerve to go in front of the United Nations and talk about peace is just an unbelievably disingenuous, number one. Number two, the Iranian people are very, you know, they have always liked us, I mean, for a number of years, and they're the young population that likes Western things as a majority. However, if we attack them, this just shows their ignorance of other cultures. They are not going to leap to our side. They're very proud people that are going to defend their nation. So that's exactly the opposite reaction of what the Bush administration thinks or wants or expects. I am just appalled that Bush's poll ratings have gone up. All he has to do is stand there and talk about Osama bin Laden and scare people again, and they are so so stupid.
Well, but if you look deep into that poll, though, he's still got deep problems with Iraq.
I'm sure that's true, but how can they be manipulated so many, many times? I just can't believe how...
Well, because he's drawing his strength primarily from Republicans who are coming back into the fold.
Well, why would they do that? How stupid.
Well,
is
I don't know. I don't know. I thought the same thing this morning when I saw it. I mean, but that's who he's getting it from. He's not getting it from our side. He's not getting it from independents. He's not getting it. He's getting it from moderate Republicans who like what he's saying, but still, there are headlines this morning that the Democrats, for the first time, are starting to talk about possibly getting a hold of the Senate because Republican candidates, Republican incumbents, and candidates in the senatorial races across the country are starting to fall behind in the polls.
Well, the one thing that, and I also wanted to have, I think the Democratic Party as a whole is, you know, running scared, I don't know if that's the right word again, because it's very close to the election, and they have a lead now, and I'm afraid they're going to mess that up, and that Rove and his ilk are going to start calling them names like they always do, and they need to stand up, irregardless of what the other...
Well, you know what, I couldn't agree more with you. Elaine, thank you. Marvelous
thank you.
Call.
Thank
Thanks.
You.
All right, coming up, Jim Hightower. And you know what? We'll ask him what he thinks about this, plus a couple of other questions. He's going to be speaking at the Democratic Party, the Boulder County Democratic Party dinner. So we'll talk to him about that and a lot more. Don't move.
You've got Jay Marvin.
Hello, America.
America, I'm Wink Martindale, and it's time to play Take on Orbitz, the travel game where you can save now and save later. Today's winner is you. That's right, you. Log on to Orbitz.com, book your trip this year, and save $50. Then next year, save $200 on select trips to the sunny Caribbean, Mexico, or Hawaii. Save now, save later. Orbitz and go.
Save $50 on select 3 plus night packages booked by 10806. Travel by 1231.06. Save $200 on select 5 plus night packages booked and travel between 1-1 through 3-31-07. Subject to availability. See site for terms and conditions.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how, you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But, as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you. Home, auto, or commercial, when glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
Create the success you deserve. 800-549-8054.
J. Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk, KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder, and on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Mark Knoller, live in New York.
And I know you are as well.
Radicalism will be the focus as President Bush takes what he calls his freedom agenda to the UN General Assembly this morning. He'll be making the case for spreading democracy in the Middle East, especially in Iraq, Lebanon, and the Palestinian territories. He'll portray it as the ultimate weapon in the war against terrorism and nations who support it, Iran and Syria among them. Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is expected to be in the UN chamber for Mr. Bush's address. Knowing the U.S. leads the push for U.N. sanctions to get Iran to suspend its program of uranium enrichment. Live in New York, I'm Mark Knoller. With more CBS News, here's Frank Sedapani.
The White House and Senate Republicans seem to be making progress on the treatment of terror suspects. Live to CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer. Peter, where do things stand?
Well, Frank, the administration is sending new language to rebellious Republicans who worry about changing Geneva Convention rules on the treatment of prisoners. But on the CBS News Early Show, Secretary of State Rice indicated the administration still wants to interpret treaty wording.
The problem is that the language is very imprecise, very vague.
And Rice says the administration plans to comply with the Geneva Conventions while keeping the tools it says it needs to get information from terror suspects. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
The E. coli and spinach outbreak that's sickened more than 100 people now is the 20th food poisoning event involving spinach or lettuce in the past decade. Caroline Smith-DeWall with the Center for Science and the Public Interest says lax enforcement is part of the problem.
The government can put in place mandatory standards for the use of water and manure, and then using inspectors, the government can go and check that the industry is actually applying those standards.
The government warned California growers last November that more had to be done to make produce safe. In Dandridge, Tennessee, the ball game was over and the small crowd was leaving the park when gunplay broke out.
Four people were shot during an altercation following a Little League baseball game.
Police Chief Carson Williams says three people all in their 60s were dead when the smoke cleared. He says the shooting was the result of a long simmering feud and had nothing to do with the game. Police in Pittsburgh have charged a 19-year-old woman in connection with the weekend shooting of five Duquesne University basketball players. She allegedly helped six men get into a school dance knowing some of them had weapons. The shooting took place after the dance. Some of the players say the gunman was jealous because his date had been paying attention to them. Home builders haven't burned their tool belts, but there's fresh evidence housing is in a slump. The government reports a 6% drop in new construction last month. Ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, S&P futures are down about a half point. This is CBS News.
Hello?
Hey, is Mark there?
Yes, it is.
Mark, I'm Paul.
Yeah?
I own your old new Passat.
Oh, yeah, the
Yes!
Yeah.
Oh, boy, it's great talking to you. Listen, if you ever want to just swing by and just, you know, sit in the Passat, you give me a call anytime, we'll make that happen.
Feel the pre-love. Certified pre-loved Volkswagens featuring a 112-point inspection. Come take a joyride today.
So what are your Discover business card purchase checks do down here in your desk drawer?
Basically, show up your other checks. Your checking account checks don't earn rewards, but when you pay vendors with fee-free purchase checks, you earn cashback bonus on business purchases. Plus, you get the same payment grace period as your card. Maybe your purchase checks deserve a drawer of their own.
It's time to take control with the new Discover Business Card. Visit discoverbiz.com/control or call 1-888-221-4BIZ to learn more.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Sheriff's deputies investigating a body found in Douglas County say it appears that the victim was dragged behind a vehicle. The Douglas County Sheriff's Office says the body of an unidentified woman was found early yesterday in the Surrey Ridge subdivision southeast of Denver. The woman was found near Sandy Berg's home.
He said, there's a body in front of our house. I said, oh, my God. I thought it was a deer. I didn't know it was a body.
Berg, talking to our partners at 9 News, authorities do not believe the victim is from the area. The body is described as that of a short, stocky woman with fair skin and red hair tied in a ponytail. Authorities say it appears she may have been dragged more than a mile. Colorado's new immigration laws may cost state agencies millions to enforce. Officials plan to ask the state's Joint Budget Committee for an extra $2.5 million in order to cover expenses at driver's license offices and other agencies for crackdown on illegal immigration. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Difficult drive for us this morning. You want to give yourself extra time in Commerce City due to that snarl. Has 270 clogged between I-76 and Vasquez. Now the wreck is eastbound, but we have the curiosity delays westbound. We had a new one eastbound I-70 at Pecos. Looks like they've moved that out of traffic, though. Crash on 84th Avenue to southbound 25 really giving us trouble. It's adding to the congestion we already have back to 104th. Security wait time at DIA today, 5 minutes. Weather mainly sunny and mild with light winds and a high of 78. Right now it's 41 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Are you stuck in really bad traffic? Remember, singing at the top of your lungs is good. Screaming at the top of your lungs is bad. Don't stress out. It's only traffic. Sing, don't scream. Kaiser Permanente, may you live long and thrive.
Yeah, since you guys have licensed insurance counselors, can you tell me how to break the news to my wife that I just bought a sports car?
That's a real question that was put to the licensed car insurance experts at Progressive Direct. When you call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE, we'll answer your questions and help you find the policy that best fits you. So whether your question's unique or typical...
Will I get a discount if I insure both my cars with you?
In fact, you will. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Progressive Direct Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio, available in most states and situations.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right.
Six, 6 minutes after 7. High today, 77 under mostly sunny skies. AM 760. Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Of course, if you missed the first hour, you can get it on podcast at am760.net. You can also instant message me anytime at am760.net while I'm on the air. Jim Hightower is a best-selling author, radio commentator, progressive political activist, and he's going to be the speaker of the Boulder County Democratic Party's annual Truman Dinner coming up on September the 21st. The dinner will be held at the Radisson Hotel, 1900 Ken Pratt Boulevard in Longmont, and on the line with us is Jim Hightower. Hi, Jim. Good morning, and welcome to the show.
Hey, Jay. Great to be with you and all the KKZNers out there.
Yeah, it's nice to have you along. You know what? I want to play something for you, because we talked about this in the first hour, and I want to get your opinion and your speculation about this. This is retired Colonel Sam Gardner on possible military action in Iran. Check this out.
We've learned from Time magazine today that some U.S. naval forces have been alerted for deployment. That is a major step. That's first. The second thing is the sources suggest the plan is not in the Pentagon. The plan has gone to the White House. That's not normal planning. When the plan goes to the White House, that means we've gone to a different stage.
What do you think about that? And the fact that Time magazine has this cover story about Iran, and they say the U.S. Navy has that a part of the U.S. Navy has been put on alert. What do you think about that?
Well, this could be the early part of the October surprise, the Bushites, Bush-Cheney, to try to swing the congressional election. You know, they're trying to push that fear button just as hard as they can. And Bush did his little five-city tour, which I thought was hilarious because he said at the start of it, I hope nobody will try to politicize these speeches that I'm making. His first one was at a Republican fundraiser in Arkansas. So, you know, they tried all that, and that didn't work. And we've known for some time, of course, that they have been rattling the swords and pounding the drums about Iran and that we need to take a preemptive strike there. And Cheney's been quite open about it. So I guess we need not be surprised. We should be alarmed, and I think we're probably going to be outraged. I think that this one will backfire on them. They've played this, pushed this button way too many times, and folks are going to be angry about this.
Yeah, USA Today Gallup poll shows this morning that Bush's approval rating is up to about 44%. But if you look into the poll, there's still deep troubles regarding Iraq and a lot of incumbent and also Republicans running, for instance, for the Senate are starting to fall behind. Tesler is now ahead of Conrad Burns. James Webb may be a little bit ahead of George Allen. Sherrod Brown is reported to be ahead of Mike DeWine in Ohio. Is this fear button thing, is it working?
No, I don't think so. Again, you know, Bush may fly his numbers up a little bit, but that's still awfully pathetic for an incumbent president with both houses of the Congress and all the power and claiming to be a war president to have only 44%. But yes, there's deep trouble when you begin to look at the war. For example, I saw a piece out of Macon, Georgia, showing that 3 out of 5 Southern women, which had been a source of Bush political strength in 2004, 3 out of 5 now say that they will vote for a Democrat in the midterm elections because of the war. As one of them put it, I'm a mother and I have to worry if my baby boy is going to die.
What do you say to moderate Republicans and independents? What would you say about this upcoming November election?
Take your party back. Get rid of these clowns who are doing this. There's nothing conservative about this Republican bunch, the Bushites. They are extremists. They're ideological nutballs, warmongers, fearmongers. There's nothing American about it, much less conservative. They've shredded the Constitution. And then the war is not their only problem. Their real problem is the economy. Bush even tried to call it a Bush boom, but most people say a boom for whom? Because those at the tippy top, not the top 1% even, but the top 0.1%, have done extraordinarily well under Bush. But the rest of us have gotten stooked, and those people are Bush keeps saying, well, I've created 3 million new jobs while I've been president. But you could ask a waitress there in Denver or Boulder or wherever, and she'd say, yeah, I know, I've got 3 of them.
Yeah, there are a lot of people here, you're right, and we are working longer hours for less money, and vacations and health insurance and all of these things are becoming, you know, these are things we once took for granted, and now for a lot of people they're becoming luxuries. Yet, you know what, I filled up with gas this morning, I'm proud of myself, I made it almost 2 weeks, almost over a week and a half on one tank of gasoline, but I did have to fill up this morning, and the price of gas is dramatically down.
Yes.
But that helps the administration there, doesn't it?
Well, I would think the oil companies, which are setting these prices, I mean, there's nothing market-based about this stuff. They're just soaking up windfall profits, and they've done such a good job at that that ExxonMobil CEO said he had no idea what to do with all the money that they have. Of course, they know what to do with some chunk of it, which is to pay themselves exorbitant paychecks. Call me a cynic if you will, but it seems to me that they're in a position to, now that they've ripped us off all summer long, to just a few weeks before the election to say, well, let's drop that price down by 25 cents or 50 cents. We're still going to do great, and we may help save the Bushites.
7:13, 13 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jim Hightower on the line. He'll be in town at the Boulder County Democratic Party's annual Truman Dinner coming up September the 21st. The dinner will be held at the Radisson Hotel, 1900 Ken Pratt Boulevard in Longmont. For tickets, 303-442-3422. 23. They are the, you're right, the oil companies are the largest contributors to the Republican Party. So there's got to, and then of course the other thing they'll tell you is, I was going to say there's got to be no coincidence here, but the other thing they'll tell you is, or the thing they will tell you is, well, gas is less expensive now because we're in the quote-unquote winter blend.
Yes, the winter blend.
The winter blend.
And that means, of course, that fuel oil goes up, particularly up in the Northeast where they count on that. So those folks are ready to get bit on the butt.
Iraq. Turns out, you know, that's the number one area of concern for most people other than the economy across the country. Here, immigration in this state comes in number one. No plan out of this administration. If you look at the USA Today Gallup poll, people polled there, even Republicans, some of them believe that Bush has no plan to get us out. They see no plan to extricate us out of there. But yet the Democrats have numerous plans out there, but the public always seems to come away with the feeling that the Democrats have no plan, and I blame part of this on the media.
Well, I blame part of the media, but I blame some on the Democrats. And it's, in part, it's the nature of our party, that we're not a lockstep sort of people like the Republicans are able to be. Karl Rove can give an order, and in essence, all the Republican members of Congress march in step to that order. Democrats are a little more rambunctious, let me put it, than that. The one side is that the Democrats, even the Hillary Clintons now, are saying, well, you know, we've got to set some sort of a withdrawal plan out of Iraq. So we are, as a public, by the way, almost two-thirds of the American people now think that we need to get out of Iraq and soon. So that pressure is moving the Democrats, and a victory in the House and possibly even in the Senate for the Democrats November 7th will mean an action that will begin the withdrawal, no matter what Bush says, because Bush's only exit strategy is for him to exit and then to toss it at the big giant mess that he's made into the laps of whoever comes out and takes over the White House. So, and meanwhile, we've got people like Rumsfeld running around saying things like that those who are critics of the war are the people who want to blame America. Well, no, Rummy, we blame you.
Yeah, exactly. That's McCarthyism at its worst.
Yeah, the appeasement statements by Cheney and even Bush coming right up to that that critique, and Rumsfeld. I mean, a whole bunch of these chicken hawks and nutballs and war profiteers that have made up this war. It's a disgrace, really. And the American people now see it. They now see that they've been lied to. And even the media is beginning to, you know, at least they're reporting the other side and bad news that's going on in Iraq and Afghanistan, too. We're now getting the flower of our victory in Afghanistan, which turns out to be poppy flowers.
Right, exactly. That's exactly it. Without the candy.
Yeah.
Last question here. Democratic victory, at least in the House. Think the Democrats will take back the House?
I think so. I've been roaming the countryside. You mentioned Sherrod Brown in Ohio. I'm going there when I leave Boulder on Friday. I'm going to Ohio for Sherrod Brown. Running for House member running for U.S. Senate, and for Ted Strickland, a House member running for governor there. Both of them are running ahead. I was just up in Wisconsin, in New Jersey. We got a chance to pick up a seat there. We may pick up a couple of seats here in Texas, including Tom DeLay's old seat. Certain poetic justice to that.
Yep.
I see it percolating up, and there's just a great spirit among Democrats. They're very positive. They're very hopeful for the future because they think, you know, we are going to win, and when we win, we're going to be able to at least reverse the ugliness that's been coming out of Washington. You know, there's an old country song, "It Felt So Good When It Stopped Hurting." And I think we may be there on November 8th.
I certainly hope so. Jim, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
We look forward to seeing you in Boulder on the 21st, and it's good to talk to you. Hope to have you back on the program again.
Anytime, Jay. Thanks to you and Air America doing a great job.
You got it. Thank you, Jim. All right, there's Jim Hightower, And if you want to check him out, his website, it's jimhightower.com. If you want to go see him speak live for tickets to the Boulder County Democratic dinner, the Truman dinner, go to bouldercountydems.org or call 303-442-3423. You can hear any part of this interview, if you missed it, on podcast at am760.net. 718, you want to indicate the 7 o'clock hour. 718, 18 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Women in the military, a woman who is caught. What do you think she ought to do? I'll explain coming up here. 719, 19 after 7, AM 760, Progressive Talk. A look at progressive traffic now with Gina.
But Jay, traffic is tough. Several wrecks on the interstates making for a difficult drive this morning in Commerce City. 270 still gridlocked eastbound from I-76 to Vasquez as they try to get that wreck out of traffic. Folks are slowing down to look on the westbound side, so that's really adding to the delays through there. And give yourself 10 to 15 extra minutes if you're planning to use 84th Avenue to southbound 25, a bottleneck adding to the big backups, the 104th. In Aurora, northbound Parker approaching 225 still sluggish due to some overnight restriction. Crews are still out along the right-hand shoulder. Weather today, mainly sunny and mild with light winds and a high of 78. Right now it's 41 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
At Fantastic Sam's, you can get a great haircut without taking a lot of your valuable time. You never need an appointment, and with over 50 Front Range Fantastic Sam's locations, there's always one nearby. You're probably near one right now, so stop into Fantastic Sam's today.
Tackling an opponent can be tough, but there's nothing like losing someone to prostate cancer. I know I lost my grandfather. Often, there are no early warning signs or symptoms, but it's nearly 100% survival if it's detected early. That's why I encourage all men 40 and over to get screened for prostate cancer.
Meet All-Pro linebacker Al Wilson today between 4 and 6 p.m. when you get screened at Rocky Mountain Cancer Centers at 1700 South Potomac in Aurora. Go to ColoradoCancerCenters.com for directions and more information.
Don't wait. Get checked.
Boy, he's right about that. 720, 20 minutes after 7 here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Got a couple of seconds here to talk about my friends at Rocky's Autos, and they are my friends. I met two people yesterday outside a restaurant in Denver who recognized me from not only my picture on the web, but also from the Rocky's ads. And they said, oh, come on. You know, do you really shop at Rocky's? I said, yeah. See the car Mary just drove off in? Bought it at Rocky's. Rocky's Autos, Colorado's number one volume dealer. Why? Because they have a wide, diverse selection of clean, late-model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. Over 500 vehicles on the lot. Got everything. Honda, Saab, Pontiac, Volkswagen, Toyota, Nissan, Dodge, Ford, Chevy. Numerous ways to pay. Matching down incentive going on right now, up to $1,500. You put down $15, they'll put down $15, and you've got $3,000 towards your next automobile. And great people to work with. Talk about them every day. These guys are my friends. I love them. And I spend every Friday afternoon hanging out with them. Friday morning, Friday afternoon. I usually go over there right after I get off work here. Tom and Marv Alshire, the Alshire brothers. You'll never meet a nicer bunch of guys. The Alshire brothers. Spanky Herrera. Fred Labrato. Gerard Menard. Johnny Mays. Poker Face Jason. The list just goes on and on. Jim Monroe. Marilyn's illegitimate brother. All of the folks out of Rockies are good people. They're out there to help you, and that's what it's all about. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982. Rockies Autos is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. And I want to caution you about something. If you want to go look at them at the Internet, look them up on the Internet, you got to go to Rockies Autos. You got to put an S in there, RockiesAutos.com. Rockies Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
Hey, Denver, it's Incredible Vision, made incredibly affordable. For a limited time, you can still save $1,000 on LASIK at Spivak Vision Center, the Rockies' most trusted name in vision. So this summer, get out there and get focused with LASIK by the world-class eye surgeons of Spivak Vision Center and our $1,000 LASIK savings. To make Spivak LASIK even more affordable, we'll finance your LASIK procedure interest-free for one full year. And with payments as low as $3 a day, your wait for the ultimate LASIK procedure is over. But don't take my word for it. See for yourself by calling Spivak Vision Center at 303-C2020. That's 303-C2020. For incredible vision made incredibly affordable, there's only one name for LASIK, Spivak LASIK.
Call 303-C2020 today or visit us online at SpivakVision.com for your $1,000 savings.
Join AM 760 Progressive Talk September 28th through September 30th for the 25th annual Great American Beer Festival held at the Colorado Convention Center. This three-day event is host to one of the nation's most prestigious beer judging competitions.
Be sure to come thirsty.
There will be over 1,600 samples from the 380 U.S. brewers participating. For all the details and for the chance to win your free tickets, log on to am760.net.
After 7, high today, 77, mostly sunny skies. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Instant message me at am760.net. Just click underneath my picture right there. And coming up at 8 o'clock, Jim Spencer from the Denver Post about Mad Tommy Tancredo. You know, I'm amazed, and I know I should spend my time setting this story up about this woman who's caught in this terrible situation, this 22-year-old, and we'll get into this. But I'm amazed that there's all this outrage about George Allen and the Macaca statement and Allen's background, yet, you know what, where's the outrage over Tom Tancredo, the rebel flags, and the singing of Dixie? It's kind of faded away. And we'll talk to Jim Spencer about that coming up after 8 o'clock. Go to WashingtonPost.com. Check this story out. From victim to accused Army deserter, harassment allegations have galvanized activists. This is the story of Suzanne Swift, who, well, let me read you a little bit of this. Suzanne Swift remembers standing in her mother's living room, hours away from her second deployment to Iraq. Her military gear had already been shipped, along with her Game Boy, her DVDs, and books, her favorite pink pillow, her stash of sunflower seeds. She had the car keys in her hand, ready to drive to the base. Suddenly she turned to her mother and said, "I can't do this." She remembers saying, "I can't go." The Army specialist, now 22, recalls her churning stomach, her mother's surprise. All at once, she said she could not bear the idea of another year like her first, where she was sexually harassed by one superior, she said, and coerced into a sexual affair with another. "I don't want this to happen to me again," she said in an interview. So now, this woman, Suzanne Swift, is bracing for possible court-martial, arrested in June for going AWOL. She detailed three alleged sexual offenses to Army officials who began an investigation. One incident had already been verified and the perpetrator disciplined, but last Friday the Army ruled that the other two incidents could not be substantiated. It will soon decide whether to take disciplinary action against Swift for her five-month absence, according to the Army. If she is convicted of desertion, Swift faces prison time and a dishonorable discharge. And a lot of anti-war people, a lot of feminist organizations, a lot of people are upset about this. The article goes into great detail about what happened to her and the fact that she was sexually harassed. And in most, you know, cases of sexual harassment, I mean, there's complications here, including the fact that she didn't file a complaint. That on one of the cases that she confided in her mother, that her mother called Congressman Pete DeFazio, who is a Democrat in her state of Oregon, I'm sorry, and another woman who was in Swift's unit who did not want to be identified for fear of retribution, said that the same sergeant who propositioned her during a tour in Iraq is the same guy who had also come on to Suzanne Swift. She said she had no doubt that it happened to Swift. Swift says that this guy, she says one night as she stood near her Humvee at Camp Lima, this guy grabbed her, kissed her. "I didn't want to have sex with him," she said. "I didn't like him," but she said she feared retribution if she refused. "I had a choice," she acknowledges, "but it wasn't much of a choice." She said that some nights he would pound on her door drunk, pressing her for sex. All right, here's my question. Should this woman be prosecuted for going AWOL? And did she make the right decision in not going back? 303-713-7600. Imagine yourself in this position. And really, you know what, I feel funny saying that because I'm not a female. And most of us who are males, maybe I should take calls from only women. on this. Because most of us who are males don't know what this is like. We have no clue what sexual harassment is like. And I'll bet you there's some males out there who would probably, if you got them to admit it, they would probably tell you that they have at one time or another sexually harassed a an employee or somebody, a coworker, I guess is the word I should use, a coworker. But I don't know what it's like. But we all know what it's like to once again, it was like I was talking about yesterday after 9 o'clock about the moral dilemma of being caught in a situation you don't want to be in work-wise. But in this case, you know what? She can't walk away. She has to go back. Now, did she do the right thing or didn't she? And should she be prosecuted, yes or no, for this? See, I'm going to tell you what I think. What I think is, no, she shouldn't be prosecuted. Yes, she did the right thing. She just said she couldn't take another tour of duty in Iraq and have the same thing happen to her again. She's 22 years old. Think about if this were your daughter. Think about if this were your sister. Think about if you were a wife. And there are probably literally thousands of women in the military who have gone through the same thing. Does this make an argument for the fact that women cannot be in the military and cannot fight since we lost one of the oldest female members of the military yesterday? I believe she was 51. We lost her in Afghanistan to a terrorist bomb. No, I don't think so. What it means is that men have a head problem and that they need to clean their acts up. That's what it means. Now, myself, I may have been a lot of things, but I have never, ever, ever, ever sexually harassed a woman at work. I wouldn't think about doing it. Now, look, we all look at each other, and I'm happily married to Mary. I've been that way for 26 years, 27 years. But you know what? We all look at other women, but, I mean, it's like, you know, do you hit on them? No. But this woman felt like she was being terrorized. So what does she do? What does she do? What's her dilemma? I mean, I don't mean to say that. We know what the dilemma is. What's her choice? Go back, potentially go through this again, or say, I just can't do it? And should the Army follow through and prosecute her? That's number one. And number two, did she make the right choice? I got three lines open at 303-713-7600. Speaking of females,
yes.
Gina?
Yes.
Gina?
Yes.
Did she make the right choice? Yes or no?
I'm not sure. I don't think I know enough about it, but...
Well, she said she was sexually harassed three times. One guy got caught by the Army. The other two, they say they can't substantiate.
So it's all just based on her claims?
Well, there's another woman who's come forward and said that she went through the same thing at the hands of the sergeant.
Sounds a little fishy.
You think it sounds fishy? See, I disagree 100%. I've never been a victim of sexual harassment. Have you ever been a victim of sexual harassment?
No.
So I don't know what that's, you know, I don't, but I bet you women are embarrassed and reluctant to, you know, to speak up. They're reluctant probably to tell anybody.
Absolutely, because they're afraid they're not going to be believed anyway.
Yeah, so, all right, so should they prosecute her, and did she make the right decision?
I don't think they should prosecute her.
Okay, but you're unsure about the decision.
Yes.
Part. Okay, fair enough. All right, if I were on the roads this morning, did I make the right decision?
You made the right decision because you're not on the roadways. It's just been problematic all morning. It's messed up just about everywhere you go. We've had a brand new crash on the Boulder Turnpike right over I-25. It's on the eastbound side, and police have shut that down going to 270, so you're being forced now to southbound I-25. That's from eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike, so you want to avoid that at all costs. We also had a westbound problem on the Turnpike at Broadway, still dealing with crash activity, southbound I-25 at 84th Avenue, and, of course, the one that's really bogged down the Commerce City Drive, 270 from I-76 to Vasquez. We also still have crews out, unbelievably, northbound Parker at 225. This is from overnight work. Weather today, mainly sunny and mild with light winds and a
high of 78. Currently, it's 41 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Save now, save later with Orbitz. Go to Orbitz.com, and when you save now on select trips in 2006, you can save even more on select trips in early 2007. Only when you Orbitz and go. See site for terms and conditions.
Hi, this is Randy Rhodes. Listen to my show and all of AM 760's Progressive Talk in high definition.
Welcome to Radio Free America.
Hear us all more clearly with HD. Find out how to get HD radio on AM760.net.
I've got the radio.
Bojo's introduces the Pizza Parade. Bojo's is premiering 15 new specialty pies. Try the incredible Sea Dude, which includes ranch dressing, smoked salmon, and bacon, dude. The Pizza Parade features all-you-can-eat pizza, soup, and salad Monday through Wednesday for only $7.99 with special pricing for the little guys. Bojo's gives you over 50 choices of the freshest meats, cheeses, veggies, and sauces. Experience the Pizza Parade today, now through October 4th. Go to Bojo's.com for all of the Pizza Parade details.
Do you have persistent asthma and are bothered by seasonal fall allergies? Are you at least 15 years of age or older? Western States Clinical Research is conducting a clinical research study for patients who have persistent asthma and daily nasal symptoms due to seasonal fall allergies. If you qualify, you'll receive investigational medication and study-related physical exams at no cost. You'll also receive compensation for study participation. For more information and to see if you may qualify, call Western States Clinical Research at 303-940-0900.
At Aetna, we want you to know that the right information can help you make better decisions, that your small business can now have a big range of health plans.
Today's Aetna offers Colorado easy and affordable benefits plans designed just for small businesses, including health, pharmacy, dental, disability, and life insurance, even consumer-directed solutions like HSAs.
At Aetna, we want you to know that your health care network can be as strong as your business network.
Aetna offers over 7,400 primary care and specialist physicians in our strong statewide network.
At Aetna, we want you to know that even though we insure nationally, we serve locally.
To better serve small businesses, Aetna has staff located right here in Denver.
At Aetna, we want you to know, because with the right information, you can make better healthcare decisions. To find out more, call your broker or Aetna representative.
Plans are offered by Aetna Life Insurance Company. Health insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations. Colorado Network data as of 6106.
Hi, folks. It's Otto, official spokesperson for the Northwest Parkway. My wise tip for today is drive the Northwest Parkway and help the environment. The less gas you use, the less pollution. Go to flywithauto.com for more wise tips.
Isn't it time for a new pair of favorite jeans? Lee has any style you need, including relaxed, loose straight leg, and boot cut, and any wash you want. So it's easy to find what's right for you. Come see the new Lee and find your new favorite pair of jeans at Kohl's. Lee, get what fits.
Well, they're misleading the masses. We're empowering the people. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 736, 36 minutes past the hour, high today 77, mostly sunny skies, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Coming up after 8 o'clock, Jim Spencer from the Denver Post about Mad Tommy Tam Credo. And we got Media Matters, Paul Waldman this morning after 9. Plus, Keith Oberman's got a brand new commentary, and we'll play that for you after 9 o'clock, too. Right now we're talking about Suzanne Swift and her sexual harassment situation with the Army. And if you want to see more about this, go to WashingtonPost.com. And I'm asking whether she should be prosecuted for going AWOL. And also, did she make the right decision? Because she said she just couldn't go back again for a second deployment after being sexually harassed during the first one. Let's go to Eric in Wyoming. Eric, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. You're going to think I'm a conservative, but I'm not. I'm a libertarian. And I think this is an argument against the military.
Oh, we lost his call. Wait, start again, because you're breaking up. Are you saying women should not be allowed in the military? Is that basically what you're saying?
Yeah, exactly. I think it's a disaster. Look, these guys in Iraq, they need some sort of outlet. They don't have legalized prostitution in Iraq like they did in the Philippines. So I think, you know, you can't blame them that much.
Well, first of all, turn your radio down. Up, he went away. All right. He just kind of made his statement and split. Boy, to answer that, you know, number one, pal,
And I thank you for the call, and I don't care whether you're a Republican or a conservative or a libertarian or wherever you stand. It doesn't make any difference to me. I don't really care. You're always welcome to call in. It doesn't necessarily mean we're going to agree. Number one, you know what? You're making excuses. I mean, that's like saying to African-Americans in Tupelo, Mississippi, well, don't go into the movie theater or don't go bother to vote because there are hostile whites who don't want you there. No, the fact is that it's incumbent upon each person in this country to live up to their responsibility to uphold the law, that we don't discriminate against people, regardless of their race, creed, color, or gender. And if you get caught doing this, you should be punished. And basically, the fault lies with the men that are doing it, not with the women that are involved. And maybe you should go and explain to the family members of this woman killed yesterday in Afghanistan, who was 51, oldest female killed in combat. We've had about 60, 61 of them killed. Maybe you should go to all 61 of their families and explain why they shouldn't have been in the military. Women have every right to serve in the military. They have every right to contribute to their country. This whole thing about a ceiling against women because men can't behave themselves is absolutely and 100% wrong. It's wrong. Men need an outlet? How do you know women don't need an outlet? Yeah, maybe men need an outlet, but you know something? You control your urges. I don't care what the situation is. You control your urges. If you need an outlet, go find one. And I'm sure that you can many people will tell you the different techniques of, I don't want to go down that road. But anyway, you know what I'm saying, pal? Or take a cold shower. Okay, let me go to Michelle in Aurora. Michelle, you're on AM 760. Good morning, Michelle. Hi, you're on.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
I think she should have told somebody instead of just going AWOL.
No, she did tell somebody.
She did tell somebody?
Yes, they caught one guy and had prosecuted him. And they claim that the other two are not substantiated, even though it's a complicated wartime setting.
Mm-hmm.
The fact is she did not file formal complaints about the first two incidents. While she said they took place, she did call her mother and tell her. Her mother did call her congressman and report it.
Okay, well, I've been in that situation, and I agree with what she did. Who do you know who to trust anyway? The military is an all-men unit, and what the guy was saying was they don't have an outlet, but you have to control your urges. I think them being stressed and strained and put over there for two or three tours is utterly ridiculous, and that's why these things are happening. These soldiers aren't given a break. They have no type of outlet to release that, but it's still not right. And being a woman in that position and only 22, you're not going to be as mature as the one that just passed away, the 51-year-old. So I think it's utterly sad. I think we're destroying our military by what we're doing to these soldiers by having them serve two or three tours and not allowing them to get out if they want to get out.
I just have never had anybody really in a long, long time call me up and say, well, men need an outlet, as if that's like some kind of justification for behaving in that manner.
No, it isn't any justification. It's hard enough to be a woman in a man's world. You're sexually harassed in a corporate environment, whether you're a waitress or anything else, but it is hard. And with the way women are portrayed these days, these guys see these women in short shorts, in the videos, sex sells, and so it's bound to happen. I mean, women are portrayed negatively in an environment where a woman does wear a business suit, does run a corporation, does pay her bills, just is trying to survive, and it's utterly sad. I mean, it's that way in my own race, and I'm a young African-American female, and I see how we're portrayed in the videos, and these guys think women are like that, and they're not.
Yeah, they use the B word and also the W word, and it's really, I mean, that whole thing is really...
It's utterly sad.
It's distasteful and disgusting.
Yes, it is, very, and we've got to stop it because that's not all women are. We're mothers, we're teachers, we're doctors, we're CEOs. We are much more than what they portray us to be, and it's time that we look at that as a whole, as a society, and start teaching our children to respect women, because it's hard. It is very hard. And I hear teenagers saying that all the time. Yeah, I talk to that hoe or that bee. I mean, that's utterly ridiculous. There's no respect.
Yeah, you know what? I would agree. Michelle, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Thank you, Jay, and you have a good weekend.
Okay, you too. Let me go to Pete in Colorado Springs. Pete, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good.
Hey, I disagree with you. I think the military, having been in it, trains you in boot camp. They give you annual refresher training on sexual harassment, the avenues that are available to any service member to use to make complaints. So, you know, calling your mother is not one of the options. Obviously, she can do that and did, but there are formal ways to make the complaints. They obviously looked into one of them, found it, substantiated it, and took action against the individual. The other two were unsubstantiated. So she didn't, you know, one of the options is not to go AWOL. And that's just, that's setting the wrong example. Because if what she said is true, if there are two perpetrators still out there, presumably any woman could say, you know what, there are two guys out there, this could happen to me. I'm not going back. And then you lose control of your military.
Well, I understand the point you're making, but, you know, you look at a lot of these cases.
Well, we're talking about this one specifically.
Well, yeah, but you look at the case of women who have been sexually harassed, and what we have here, which is kind of ironic, is we've got two guys sitting there talking about this, and neither one of us have ever been through this. But if you look at cases, and I was involved in one as a witness in a court case, women frequently, you know, don't do the right things because they're upset, they're embarrassed. It's a terrible thing to have to go through, and they just frequently don't do the right things. I mean, she's 22 years old, as Michelle pointed out, not 51, maybe she didn't take, you know, maybe she didn't take the right course. But you have to have some degree of understanding to what she's gone through.
Well, you know, I empathize with her, but you know, she's old enough to die for the country. She's old enough to give her life.
Yeah, but you know what?
Being 22 versus being 51 or 28, at what point do you cut it off?
Would you render this kind of harsh judgment towards if this were your daughter or your sister?
I would hope that it wouldn't be.
No, but I'm asking you. I'm asking you if it was, would you render this kind of harsh judgment?
I would be much more supportive. Without a doubt. You know, when it's personal, you can't take an objective view of it. And that's what you're asking us to do in this case, and that's what I'm expecting the military to do.
Well, I don't think you can take it. I don't think you and I can really take an objective viewpoint on it because we're not female. We don't know what this is like. I mean, have you ever been sexually harassed?
I haven't in a sexual manner. I've been gender harassed in that I was told that I was...
sexual manner.
No, but what I mean is that my boss basically said I wasn't good enough, that I wasn't female and I didn't belong. Now, she didn't come on to me, so thank God. But, you know, technically that's sexual harassment, but it has a different connotation in that regard.
Well, have you ever had a man hound? No, rephrase.
Listen,
have you ever had a woman hounding you for sex?
No.
Well, I mean, how do you, or press her lips up against yours, or push you up against, I mean, how do you know how you would react?
But they investigated it. You're taking her side of the story, and you're saying this is the way it was. They obviously looked into one of the allegations and found against the guy and took action against him. And you said, you know, that it's backed up by another soldier who said that she was harassed by the same individual. Well, was that the individual they found guilty, or was this the two they found unsubstantiated?
Well, I got to tell you,
a lot of unknowns.
I got to tell you that although Army officials said that her allegations could not be substantiated, they did conduct a probe that included interviews with 23 other soldiers. They said the investigation found that she had reported incidents about two individuals to non-commissioned officers who said that they would support her if she went forward. Then, apparently, they weren't there when she did. She said when she declined to make formal charges, they advised her on how to deal with the situation personally, and it didn't, you know, it's just, it didn't work out.
It sounds like they were there to support her.
You know, the sergeant that she's accused of, that she accused of having sex with her is now out of the service.
Okay, so I guess that begs the next question. If he's out of the service, then what is she afraid of?
Having it happen
again. He's not there.
Having it happen again. All right, well,
But again, any woman can make that statement then. That, hey, there's this, you know, Sergeant Swift or Private Swift, whatever she is, isn't going back. She had this experience. I don't want it to happen to me. I'm not going. You know, you can't run a military based on what could happen. And it sounds like at least two NCOs were there to say, whatever course you want to take, we'll support you. If you want to make formal complaint, we'll be there. If you don't, here's what we recommend you do. And she took the latter. You know, that was her decision. And I would be suspect if either of those NCOs said, one of your options that you could probably do if you don't want to make a complaint is to go AWOL.
Well, I don't think they said that. But you know what? I just don't agree with you. But you know what? I appreciate your call, and I hope you have a good day.
Okay. Take care.
All right, thanks. Bye. It's 7:49, 11 minutes in front of 8 here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Coming up after 8 o'clock, Jim Spencer about Mad Tommy Tancredo. Right now, though, a look at progressive traffic with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, if you're just now heading out on the commute, you are dodging problems all over the place. Highway 36 is our main focus right now. The Boulder Turnpike, latest spot to avoid. Police have temporarily closed down eastbound of the turnpike right over I-25 if you're trying to get onto 270. Had a multi-car crash there, and you're going to be forced to southbound 25. Again, eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike closed right over I-25. Also, watch out for a problem westbound on the turnpike at Broadway. Not much better in Commerce City on 270. It's still dragging eastbound from I-76 to Vasquez, 84th Avenue to southbound 25 in final cleanup, and looks like we still had crews out along northbound Parker at 225. You can watch out for them on the right-hand shoulder. Weather today, mainly sunny and mild, light winds and a high of 78. Currently, it's 41 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Take Cherry Creek Drive to the Cherry Creek Mall and experience the new sensation sweeping across the nation. It's the excitement.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips. And right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars. All with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Ever heard that old saying, what you don't know won't hurt you? Guess what? That's not true when you're injured. That's not true when you're trying to deal with insurance companies by yourself. It's not true when you sign releases or sign HIPAA medical authorization forms. It's not true when you're dealing with sophisticated, highly trained insurance adjusters. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. Sometimes what you don't know will hurt you, and sometimes what you do know will help you, legally, forever. When you're against the big insurance companies, you need experienced professionals on your side. At Bell & Pollock, we've helped injured people just like you for over 20 years. Injuries can destroy lives, families, and careers. Don't go it alone. We're personal injury lawyers with the right experience for you. Call us. We'll help you.
Bell & Pollock, champions of the people. Bell & Pollock can be reached at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Bell & Pollock are the attorneys Tom Martino calls for legal advice. Find them at troubleshooter.com.
Make an informed decision this November. To find out more, visit don'tvote.com or call 1-800-830-7844 and get your AARP Voter's Guide, paid for by AARP.
Today's seminar is titled, How to Uncover Leads. It's easy. All you need is Hoovers. That's right. Just go to www.tryhoovers.com. Okay, that's it. Thanks for coming.
Whoa, hey, that's it? I paid a lot of money for this seminar, and all I get is tryhoovers.com?
To meet sales goals, you need targeted, qualified leads, not just names and numbers. And there's just one place to go for accurate information, tryhoovers.com.
But I already have a list of businesses and people that I can call. Why Hoovers?
Are you sure you're calling the right people? Do they have a need for your products and services? Hoovers is the only resource that can uncover the right leads, so you can start prospecting today. And right now, Hoovers is offering a free trial at tryhoovers.com.
So Hoovers can help me uncover new leads that I've been missing.
Go check it out. Over 300,000 successful business professionals already rely on Hoovers to get and keep their competitive edge.
Visit tryhoovers.com for your free trial or call 1-866-206-2076. Offer ends soon.
I'm Elizabeth Rome. There's something I want to tell you that can save your life. It's the connection between some types of HPV, the human papillomavirus, and cervical cancer, a cancer diagnosed in thousands of American women each year. But cervical cancer can be prevented through recommended Pap screening and treatment if detected. Help others make the connection between cervical cancer and HPV. To learn more, visit maketheconnection.org. Sponsored by the Cancer Research and Prevention Foundation and Step Up Women's Network with support from Merck.
Hello?
Hello, is this Rodrigo?
Yeah, this is him.
My man, listen, it's Josh, the new owner of your Jetta. You traded it in.
Wait a minute, that red 2004?
Yeah, dude, it's awesome. It's just, when I'm driving around in this car, I feel like we're connected. It's just like we're a family, we should hang out. You and me in the Jetta? Do you have an email?
Feel the pre-love. Certified pre-loved Volkswagens featuring the 112-point inspection. Come take a joyride today.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4. Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
7:54. 54 minutes past the hour. High today, 77, mostly sunny. All of this show, if you missed any part of it, is available on podcast at am760.net. You can also go to am760.net and instant message me, too, as well. Excuse me, just click under my picture there. We're talking about from victim to accused Army deserter. This is the story of Suzanne Swift, who says she was sexually harassed a number of times in her first deployment to Iraq. They caught one of the guys, the other two unsubstantiated. She doesn't want to go back. She could be charged as being AWOL. And I'm asking you what you think about this. And let me go to Coral in Westminster. Coral, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing good.
Good. The reason I called is I was listening to some of these opinions these people are calling in with, and it's like, with opinions like that, we're never going to have unity in this country. I mean, that's pretty narrow-minded behavior, I would think, to say something like that, especially the guy. When you ask him about it, you know, would his opinion change if it was his own daughter or sister? I mean, come on. You either have an opinion or you don't. You can't sway one way or the other. For me, that, you know, that's just ridiculous.
And what about the guy in Wyoming who said that women shouldn't be in the military?
Well, that's pretty ridiculous, too. You know, I mean, that's some far right-wing big ass as far as I'm concerned, you know?
So you don't buy that. See, I don't buy it either. And I do think that there's a couple of, you know what, there's a couple of tough things about discussing this on the radio. One is that we don't have all the facts. We only have what's in the Washington Post. Two, I think that it really, you know what, in a lot of ways, and maybe I made a mistake here and should have done this. Maybe I should have only taken female callers. I think in a lot of ways it takes a female to understand this whole thing.
Well, that's a possibility, I suppose, that I hadn't considered. But, you know, when my dad was in the Navy, of course, you know, that was back in the 40s, he told me that they used to put saltpeter in the men's food to deter that sexual desire and stuff. So I'm wondering, well, you know, why don't they do something like that now?
Because I don't think it would be accepted. I think people would be outraged by it.
If it wasn't that, they'd be outraged about something else. You know, you just, it's
you know
our
what,
country.
You know what? Men have to clean up their behavior. That's what it amounts to.
Well, yeah, and you know, that's exactly right. I agree with you 100%. And you know what? I was thinking while I was waiting to talk to you that, you know, if you really think back, a lot of this could be completely avoided if they had been, what am I trying to say? Raised in a more
understanding,
and the parents make the whole world of a difference on how men and women look at each other with respect.
Yep, I agree 100%.
And if they're not taught that at home, well, then what are they going to get taught, you know?
Yep, I agree 100%. By the way, I know people ask you this, but I got to ask you this. You have an accent. Where are you originally from?
I'm from Texas.
Where in Texas?
About 50 miles north of Houston, a little town called Cleveland.
Hmm.
I lived there all my life until my husband and I moved out here 3 years ago, and I hope, pray to God, I never have to go back to live there again.
Well, welcome to Colorado. Thanks. I appreciate it, Coral. Thanks. Call again.
Okay. Thank you, Jay. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Coming up next, Jim Spencer talks about Mad Tommy Tancredo. He wrote a great column yesterday in the Denver Post about him. And I'll ask him, why not the outrage about Tom Tancredo that there seems to be about George Allen in Virginia? We'll talk about that coming up. Got Paul Waldman on deck for Media Matters for America. We'll play the Keith Olbermann commentary from last night as well. It's all coming up. You don't want to go anywhere.
AM 760 with Jay Martin. Mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken. Ed Schultz at 1. And Randy Rose at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
So, what's the deal?
Oh, Comcast put internet, phone, and cable together in one package for just $33 each per month when you sign up for all three.
No! What's the deal with us assembling furniture for Confucius?
He who inserts board J into slot C will live in a happy home.
Do you have any soda?
He who goes without soda will live 100 years.
The Comcast Triple Play. Get blazing fast Comcast high-speed internet, Comcast digital voice with unlimited local and long-distance calling, and Comcast digital cable with on-demand, featuring tons of movies and programs ready to watch when you are. Each for just $33 per month for 1 year when you subscribe to all three. Call 1-888-COMCAST. It's Comcastic.
Offer ends 9/30/06. Not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any service is canceled or downgraded during the promotional period, Comcast regular rates apply. Equipment taxes, franchise, and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760. Progressive Talk. KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Mark Noller, live in New York. Before an audience representing 192 nations, President Bush takes his so-called freedom agenda to the UN General Assembly. In 90 minutes, he delivers an address calling for support of U.S. efforts to help democracy take firmer root in the Middle East, especially in Iraq, Lebanon, and the Palestinian territories. Mr. Bush will portray democracy as the ultimate weapon in the war on terror. He will say the world must stand up for peace. But his audience at the UN includes enemies of the U.S. and opponents of his policies, among them Iran's President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, who speaks much later in the day. Live in New York, I'm Mark Noller. With more CBS News, here's Frank Sedapani.
The White House and Senate Republicans seem to be making headway on a bill covering the treatment of suspected terrorists. Secretary of State Rice tells the CBS News Early Show the differences have narrowed to a single issue.
It's simply a question of what constitutes inhumane or degrading conduct.
In Pittsburgh, police have made a pair of arrests in the shooting of five Duquesne University basketball players after a Saturday night dance. KDKA-TV's Bob Allen has the latest.
The first person is the suspected gunman who shot five ball players. He is going to be charged and arraigned sometime today. Police are also charging a 19-year-old female student for her alleged involvement. It's believed that student invited several people, non-students, to the dance, knowing they were carrying guns.
Some of the players say the gunman may have been jealous because his date was paying attention to them. The nationwide outbreak of E. coli and raw spinach is no surprise to federal health officials. CBS's Jim Shenevy tells us they sounded the alarm almost a year ago.
The warning went out in November of last year in a letter to farmers and processors from the FDA. And in March, the agency sent out guidelines for the safe production of vegetables and fruits. But
safeguards are not in place for fresh fruits and vegetables.
Caroline Smith, the wall of the Center for Science and the Public Interest.
FDA doesn't have authority to check the farms that grow produce, and they rarely have the staff or the time to inspect in the processing plant.
Jim Shenevy, CBS News.
A Memphis judge is sending the misdemeanor assault case against Hank Williams Jr. to a grand jury. Cocktail waitress Holly Hornbeek accuses Williams of choking her in the Peabody Hotel last March.
The
friends drop in on Monday night.
A husband and wife from Maine have been charged with kidnapping their pregnant 19-year-old daughter and trying to force her to have an abortion. Local sheriff says the parents, who were white, didn't want the baby because the father's black. Home building fell some last month. The government is reporting a 6% drop in new construction. Wall Street, the Dow's down 18. This is CBS News.
The following is an OnStar conversation.
OnStar, this is Susan.
I'm at a gas station in Austin, and my brother just called me, and he has locked himself out of my truck. I'm standing 200 miles away from him.
Can I have your four-digit security PIN number?
507.
OnStar can send a signal to unlock your doors in most cases.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and send an unlock signal to the vehicle.
That's why I sold my Ford truck, and I bought a Denali and a Hummer.
Well, there you go.
The peace of mind OnStar offers is more affordable than you might think.
Your vehicle doors are unlocked now.
The doors are unlocked?
Yep.
Let me call the cell phone he called me on. Brett, they're unlocked? Okay. OnStar, I love you. Thank you very much.
Thank you for using OnStar.
The first year of OnStar service is included on new OnStar-equipped GM vehicles, and unlimited use of all safety and security services costs only $16.95 plus tax per month after that. To experience OnStar, press your blue button or visit OnStar.com. OnStar by GM.
Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Douglas County Sheriff's deputies are asking the public for help in identifying a woman whose body was found at Surrey Ridge. The body was discovered early yesterday morning just off I-25 southeast of Denver. Investigators say it appears the woman was dragged behind a car for over a mile. Residents in the area were shaken up by the incident.
You won't drive the road without thinking of it every day now.
President Sandy Berg talking with our partners at 9 News. The victim described as a woman with fair to medium skin, about 5 feet tall, 130 to 140 pounds, with auburn-colored shoulder-length hair and light-colored eyes. Anyone with information is asked to call Douglas County authorities. Well, the troubled life of former Ohio State football star and former Denver Bronco draftee Maurice Claret will have a new chapter now, prison. Claret Monday struck an unexpected plea deal to settle Ohio criminal charges. He'll spend at least the next 3.5 years behind bars. The 22-year-old pled guilty to robbery and concealed weapons charges. He says he accepts the prison term and is sorry. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, not a good commute this morning. We've had three major areas to avoid right now if you can. A motorcycle crash that has northbound 25 tied up through the bridges. This wreck blocks the right lane at Downing. Eastbound Highway 36 still shaken loose from a multi-car crash that shut it down briefly right over I-25. The stop-and-go extends into Westminster at Sheridan. Eastbound 270 still a struggle through Commerce City from an earlier problem between I-25 and Vasquez. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today mainly sunny and mild with light winds and a high 78. Currently it's 42 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Are your vacation photos still on vacation? Right now you can get 1 hour digital prints from King Supers for just 15 cents each with the coupon in this week's ad. Log on to kingsupers.com or bring your digital media card into any participating store. Right store, right price.
Don't procrastinate. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171.
Are you a business person in touch with current market trends? Are you gay-friendly? Check out the new exciting Boulder Pride Connections and see how they can connect you to over $640 billion in buying power. Call 303-442-2440. That's 303-442-2440.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin
on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Could be
wrong. I will only be held accountable for what I say and what I do. What I cannot be held accountable for what is what goes through the minds of and what motivates anybody who comes to hear me.
Tommy Tancredo. 8:06, 6 minutes after 8, high today 77, mostly sunny skies. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Jim Spencer is a columnist with the Denver Post. Wrote a great column yesterday. Tancredo sings Dixie with bigots. He starts it out, the expression is, you ain't just whistling to Dixie. And on the line with us is Jim Spencer. Jim, thanks for joining us this morning. Appreciate you being on the show.
My pleasure, Jay.
Why isn't there bigger outrage towards what Tom Tancredo did, the same kind of outrage that there seems to be towards George Allen with the Macaca incident? Is it because what Tancredo did was not captured on video?
I don't think so. I think it's because we're here in the West, and if you're not a Southerner, or at least close enough to that divide between the North and South and the old neo-Confederate movement, you don't really feel it. I was moved to write the column I wrote because I was taping a television show in which everybody around the table but me just thought it was a throwaway thing for somebody to sing Dixie or stand in a room with a Confederate flag. I don't think that we understand in the West what the flag and the song mean in certain contexts in the South. And I think George Allen is running for office in the South, and where it is darned important because people do remember what's going on. And I think that George Allen is not just in trouble for the Makaka comments now. He's in trouble because there are pictures of him with members of the Council of Conservative Citizens that are being circulated. And he had, there was a picture of him in his high school annual with a rebel flag on his lapel. They used to have a rebel flag sticker on his truck. He displayed Confederate flags in an office or in his home. I mean, that's how big a deal that symbol is in certain contexts, and it's making it difficult for a sitting United States senator to be reelected. It certainly has affected the Makaka comment, I believe, has stopped George Allen's attempt to be president. I mean, whether he keeps going or not, it's going to haunt him along with this Confederate flag stuff. And so I think Tancredo, going down there and walking into a room and seeing the Confederate flags and the picture of Robert E. Lee, had a choice to make. Although he was moving so fast, I guess, through the speaking tour that maybe he didn't have a chance to make sure the room was right. But, Tancredo gets to bear responsibility for the decision he made to go ahead and appear with a flag and then, sing along with Dixie. And whatever that means. If he's going to be a national politician, he has to be nationally sensitive to the way those issues play.
But yet he's not bearing responsibility for it. Listen to some of this. This is an interview that he did a couple of weeks ago with KOA Radio. Check this out.
Mm-hmm. They have, of course, attacked me in the past more than once, and they will do so based upon who they say will be in my audience. If somebody is in the audience, I'm speaking to a group of 500 people, somebody's in the audience that they say is a representative of one of the groups that they've identified as a hate group, then they will attack me because that person is in the audience.
See, you're not taking responsibility. He's talking about the Southern Poverty Law Center there, but he's not taking responsibility, so he can't help. It's not his fault the people that show up there.
Well, once again, what I said in the column was, imagine what your counterparts on another type of radio might be doing if Hillary Clinton gave a speech standing in front of a hammer and sickle flag talking about socialized medicine to a crowd of 200 people that included dozens of avowed communists and then finished things off by singing the Russian national anthem. You don't think Tom Tancredo would be having a cow? That's what this is about. That's how it plays for guys like me who grew up in the South with apartheid. And so he's being disingenuous. I think he's been disingenuous all along because I think he keeps having to make these sorts of distancing comments because his positions on immigration have attracted a very extreme fringe of people. And so if it's not the League of the South or the Council of Conservative Citizens, it's folks who believe in the Atzlan theory that the Mexicans are all coming over here and procreating just as fast as they can so they can get a millions of anchor babies and then reclaim the whole Southwest and West for Mexico.
Yeah.
Those are people in Tom Tancredo's camp, and Tom Tancredo has to answer for that at some point. And he keeps saying, well, I'm not responsible for that, and yet his points of view empower those people. His anti-illegal immigration points of view bleed quickly into anti-immigrant points of view in general, and that attracts folks who are racially prejudiced. And I think that if you look at the groups like League of the South and you look at the Council of Conservative Citizens, they still have a bigoted bent toward blacks, but they're going full bore toward brown people, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Where in the South did you grow up?
Southeastern Virginia.
Yeah. Well, I worked in Virginia, Lynchburg, and also I worked in the South for 17 and a half years, and I'm married to a woman from Mississippi. Mm-hmm. So I know exactly what you're talking about. I mean, I see it. You see it. But it amazes me. And once again, I guess you could be right because we're living in the West. But once again, it amazes me that it just lays there, and it's like there's no... I mean, nobody in the Republican Party has come forward to say anything about this. No, you know, Bill Winter, of course, is running in his district, mm-hmm. but Tancredo is so confident that he's out of the district half the time. He's out running around all over the country pushing his, you know, agenda, which you're right is extreme. And it's like this guy's escaping accountability, and he we asked him to come on here. He wouldn't come on. Mm-hmm. So he goes over to KOA where he knows he's got safe a harbor. And just rattles off all the excuses, and the talk show host, who will remain nameless, who's interviewing him, doesn't hold his feet to the fire, just lets him go.
Well, here's the deal for me, Jay. I've been attacked very hard in the last day about being a tool of the Southern Poverty Law Center, and I'm not a tool of anybody. I'm a person experienced by my own upbringing, and I was sent by the people who believe in the Confederate flag and Dixie to schools with only white people. And I got to watch down the street, there was the colored school. And I was sent to public swimming pools where there were only white people. And I remember distinctly being 7 years old, staring through a chain link fence. Two blocks down was an identical pool, separate but equal, full of black children. And the message that was being sent to all of us in the South at that time by the people who were the Confederate flag, Dixie supporting types, was that we, because I happen to be white, were better than the black kids, and the black kids were being sent the message that they were not as good as us. And so, you know, I don't care about the Southern Poverty Law Center. I also talk to folks. If you read what the League of the South says, which Tom Tancredo should do, if you read what the Conservative Council of Conservative Citizens, or even that young fellow I quoted in there, I think middle age maybe, that I quoted in the column where he talks about the NAA BS about the flag, how it reminds him of slavery, being very disdainful and stuff, you know, that says volumes. I don't need the Southern Poverty Law Center to explain to me that is incendiary language. And Tom Tancredo shouldn't need anybody else to interpret the kind of statements, the outrageous statements that get made by folks like this. The guy that booked the room for him, Richard Hines, was a long time ago, but for a long time, the editor of a magazine called Southern Partisan. Just read three or four issues of that and figure out who these people are.
Well, he's the same guy who didn't want the statue of Arthur Ashe.
Right. Well, he didn't want it on Monument Avenue. He wants to split that hair. But the fact is, he disagreed with placing a statue of a black tennis star on Monument Avenue because he insisted that Monument Avenue in Richmond, Virginia should be the sole domain of Confederate war heroes because in 1896 somebody said that ought to be the case. And that, you know, that's the kind of thinking that Tom Tancredo is sort of drawing into his camp. And once again, you know, whether or not, if Tom Tancredo's not a bigot, then he needs to get away from that stuff. And he needs to get away from the folks in the anti-immigrant movement who are generally anti-Mexican. They're not anti-illegal immigration. They are anti-Mexican. And there are a lot of those people in his camp, and he needs to do something about that or shame on us. Because then at some point, if he chooses not to do it, then it's up to the rest of us to make the distinction that you know, he ought to be responsible enough. I don't think he's an unintelligent man. I think he's smart enough to know exactly what's going on here, and that he's, you know, he's playing a little game here that says, I'm betting that my base of voters will continue to support me regardless of who comes along for the ride.
Do you think he's using these people?
The League of the South? No, I don't think so. I think they're people that needed a place to go. I think that they're people who need kind of a cause to glom onto now because they were essentially defeated in their other efforts. I mean, you know, and the other thing is they need a place where they can sort of land as extremists in, and they need what he gives them is a legitimacy for a point of view that is pretty extreme and pretty strange and pretty unmainstream, frankly, not very mainstream American. And I know that the congressman likes to hold himself out as Mr. Family Values and Mr. All-American, but those people are not American. They're not American. They're not American any more than communists are American. If you want to secede from the Union, then that's, you know, then you really are a fringe group. And, you know, I like to make the analogy that I made with Governor Owens one time when talking about his opposition to affirmative action. You know, he accused me of calling him a racist, and I said, I didn't call you a racist, but what you do when you do that is you empower racists. You empower people who are very extreme in their points of view to feel like, oh, well, I'm right. Look, here's an authority figure who kind of feels like I do. Well, even if he doesn't feel exactly like you do, he's close enough to your bigoted, prejudiced feelings to give you that sense of legitimacy that that you don't deserve because you're really outside the American mainstream.
818, 18 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jim Spencer of the Denver Post on the line. Do you think Tancredo is a racist? I think he's an opportunist. I don't think he's a racist.
I think, and in some ways that's worse, don't you think, Jay? I think somebody who winks and nods at all this, which is what I think he does, because he doesn't apologize, but he has to explain this away on a fairly regular basis, and has had to ever since he's adopted immigration as his big issue because he realized it would get him attention. Okay, without immigration, Tom Tancredo is nothing. He's been a conservative mouthpiece, making outrageous statements for most of his career, and so this is the thing that he found that would really, you know, make him a national figure and give him the attention that he wants to have. I'm not sure if he could have found something else that it wouldn't be something else if he could have found something else first.
He's kind of like a Kmart McCarthy.
That's a very interesting and kind of a clever way of describing it. He won't be a McCarthy until what he does, with due respect, I don't think he'll be a McCarthy until he actually is ruining people's lives with his extremism. When he starts to say to, and has enough power that he can say, well, Spencer likes those brown people, and so they're treasonous, so we've got to get rid of Spencer, and Spencer goes. You know, what McCarthy had was the power to ruin people's careers. I think right now that particularly as you look at how Tom Tancredo relates to the larger picture, he likes to think that he is the great voice of America. But I don't think that if you even looked at the Rocky Mountain News poll yesterday, you saw that they measured two-thirds of the people in the state wanting a path to citizenship. They don't want illegal people here. But they also know that the majority of the people who are here illegally are people here working, trying to make a living. They're not here to deal methamphetamine. They're not here to rape your wives and children. I mean, all of those sort of stereotypes come right out of the South movement as they looked at blacks as I was growing up in the 50s.
Yeah, exactly.
And so, you know, it's almost a paradigm. But what Tancredo, I think it's really bad news for Tancredo that America sees itself in very mainstream kinds of terms, meaning that let's make these folks legal if we can, let's get the criminals out of here and prosecute them, but let's also remember that, you know, there's a role that these guys are playing in our economy, and if we try to just sit and do nothing or nothing but deport or nothing but enforce, then we're going to hurt ourselves as badly as we ever hurt any of those folks. And so I think that kind of news to Tancredo is not really good for his cause, because he's a demagogue of all things, I think, rather than maybe an exploiter. But the other thing is, if you read, I was reading a piece in the Atlantic magazine, which was discussing a forum in Aspen, and all of these, it's like a big idea forum, and the Aspen Institute has it every year. And Karl Rove, who is a guy who I don't care much for at all, but he sort of laid out what the president's side of this is, and it's nothing near Tancredo. It talked about the need to recognize immigrants for what they are, usually a source of base labor that grows up into sophistication through generations of assimilation. And, you know, that is the American way. And I think that the Tancredo has run way outside of what the American way is. But, you know, I obviously, as they used to say on my television show that I did, frequently wrong, never in doubt. So, you know, maybe he'll prevail in this. I really hope, as an American, for what I know and believe America to be, I don't believe his point of view will prevail, and I think we're starting to see that.
Well, you know what? I hope you're right, and I'm going to continue to keep talking about it. I'm going to continue to keep pointing it out. I'm going to continue to keep, you know, bringing it up. And, you know, he's welcome to come on here any time and explain himself exactly where he stands. And, you know, I'm not surprised that you got rough email, but there is a part of me that steps back and says, man, how can anybody buy this kind of an action and think that it's okay. It just blows my mind. You know, it blows my mind. But I'm taking into consideration what you say, that we're sitting in Colorado, not in, you know, we're in Denver, Colorado, not in Atlanta, Georgia, or Memphis, Tennessee. So there's a different kind of mindset. Jim, thank you. I appreciate you being on the show. Love your column. And you know what? You can come on anytime.
All right. Great. Well, my pleasure. And take care of yourself.
Thank you, Jim.
Bye-bye.
There's Jim Spencer of the Denver Post. You want to call in and talk about this? 303-713-7600 as to why you think that this hasn't gotten the kind of attention that George Allen has gotten over the Makaka incident, and that so far what it looks like is it looks like that Tancredo Tommy is just going to skate on this. I don't know. Maybe you're in his congressional district. You know, do you sit back and ask yourself, do you want this guy representing you? That's number one. Number two, what has he done for your district lately? I mean, he's out running around all over the country. And number three, is this embarrassing to Colorado. It's embarrassing to Colorado. And you know what? Maybe Jim Spencer is right. Maybe, you know what, none of you will go to the phones, and I won't get any calls on this, because if I were having this discussion in Memphis, Tennessee, if we're having this discussion in Atlanta, Georgia, if I was having this discussion, you know, in Macon, Georgia, maybe people would flock to the phones and go, yeah, you know what, this is outrageous, it's disgusting. But here in the West, we don't have that kind of sensibility. Is that what the case is, that we don't understand about this whole thing with the rebel flag in Southern culture? I don't know. If you missed any part of that Spencer interview, you can get it at am760.net. Go to the podcast, download it. You want the 8 o'clock hour. It's 8:24, 24 minutes after 8 here on AM760, Progressive Talk. Let's go to Gina Davis with traffic. Or Gina Michaels, I'm sorry.
Jay, it's just been a terrible ride. We've had a number of problems. A brand new crash, a motorcycle crash now that has northbound 25 tied up through the bridges. The wreck blocks the right lane right near Downing, so we're starting to see those delays all the way back to Yale. Eastbound Highway 36, Boulder Turnpike, that multi-vehicle crash gone now right over I-25, but we still have the resulting stop and go extending back to Sheridan. You may want to just bail off there. Commerce City, a difficult drive eastbound 270, still recovering from an earlier problem from I-25 to Vasquez. And we had a wreck off on your surface streets eastbound Lincoln at Quebec. 5 cars involved in that. Weather today, mainly sunny and mild with light winds, high of 78. Right now it's 42 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Right now at Freeway Ford and Longmont Ford, get your choice of a loaded 04 Explorer or Chevy Trailblazer for just $14,900. Selling SUVs fast and for thousands less is how they survive T-Rex. Freeway Ford, I-25 in Evans, Longmont Ford on 3rd Avenue, or online at cheaperfords.com.
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. I've been in the window and remodeling industry for over 35 years. I pride myself on quality work done in a timely manner, no matter how big or small your project. From making your home more accessible for a physically challenged relative, to something as small as adding a doggy door for your pet. Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects is here for you. Call me anytime at 720-529-5442 or look at my work and a list of references online at kirkpatrickwindowsdenver.com.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, the LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK, the latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. You can even finance it with 0% financing. Get a free information kit by calling 1-800-700-9313. That's 1-800-700-9313. 1-800-700-9313.
Just Brakes.
What does Just Brakes charge for a new brake pad?
Just Brakes safety experts will replace pads and shoes on all four wheels for just $99.88.
All four wheels?
Yes. Just Brakes will also machine rotors and drums and inspect the brake system for any other problems.
Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels and machines rotors and drums for $99.88. You are the brake safety expert. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we
additional parts or services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
Seems like everyone is making money in real estate these days. Everyone but you, right? You can start making a profit in real estate immediately without using any of your own money. Since 1946, the legendary real estate expert A.D. Kessler has been making big money in real estate. And now he'll share with you his time-tested, proven methods in his straightforward how-to video free.
This is A.D. Kessler. Suppose I could show you a way to get rich, stay rich, and enjoy being rich for the rest of your life with creative real estate. real estate. Is there any reason why you wouldn't listen? Call right now, and I'll send you my free video on how to make $130,000 a year, doing only one deal a month without using any of your own money.
Call 800-549-8054 and get A.D. Kessler's Nuts and Bolts Creative Real Estate video absolutely free. Learn how to get quick cash now, doing win-win deals the A.D. Kessler way, with no cash down. Call now for this limited time free offer. Call 800-549-8054. Create the success you deserve. 800-549-8054.
Join AM 760 Progressive Talk September 28th through September 30th for the 25th annual Great American Beer Festival, held at the Colorado Convention Center. This three-day event is host to one of the nation's most prestigious beer judging competitions.
Be sure to come thirsty.
There will be over 1,600 samples from the 380 U.S. brewers participating. For all the details and for the chance to win your free tickets, log on to am760.net.
Good morning, 28 minutes after 8, high today, 77, mostly sunny, AM 760, Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin along with you. And we're talking about Tom Tancredo, about Jim Spencer's column yesterday. Also, immigration turns out to be the number one topic here in the state of Colorado, according to a Rocky Mountain News poll that was published yesterday. But you know what? They don't. The majority of this state does not agree with Tom Tancredo's position, and if you support Tancredo, I mean, has this whole thing with Dixie, has it changed your mind? But the idea that this guy does this and he gets away with it, basically. 303-713-7600, and do you buy the idea, what Jim Spencer was saying, that because we live in Colorado, there's not that sensitivity to it like there would be if we were having this discussion in Atlanta, Georgia, or in Oxford, Mississippi? Let's go to Dennis in Denver. Dennis, you're on... Oh, that line's hard to get on. Dennis, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear.
Hey, you know, this thing with, you know, the Confederate flag and it ties in with the business of Rush Limbaugh and Mike Rosen and all the other right-wingers poo-pooing the symbolic meaning of what the Pope said, you know, that all these people are getting too touchy. Well, you know, these are the guys, you know, they poo-poo other people's concern about the symbolism, and these are the guys that want to put people in jail for burning a piece of cloth.
Yeah, that's exactly, you know what, that's a really good point, Dennis. That's a good point.
Yeah, I mean, it's all, when somebody else's symbols, you know, are damaged, it doesn't bother them at all, does it?
No, it doesn't seem to.
And they want to put people in jail for burning a piece of cloth.
Yeah, you know what, that's a really good point. Do you buy the idea, though, that this is not a bigger issue here because we are sitting in Colorado rather than sitting, say, in Lynchburg, Virginia, or Roanoke?
Well, yeah, of course. And also, Coloradans tend to be half asleep. But so do those people in Virginia, especially the ones that support Allen. I mean, you know, I don't want to go into that. I haven't thought about that much, but this thing's been bugging me for a couple of days. I listened to Rush and Mike yesterday, and that Mike Rosenberg, he was flipping out over that. He thought it was disgusting that these people were so uptight about some reference to something 700 or 800 years ago, whatever it was.
Wow.
And yet he wants to put people in jail for burning a piece of cloth.
I don't know. Maybe you're getting that way because, if you're, maybe a disconnected white man. I don't know. Dennis, thank you, man. I appreciate it. Thank you. Appreciate the call. Two lines open here at 303-713-7600. 303-713. White people only. Just kidding. 8:31, 29 minutes in front of 9 here. I won't even bother to ask you, Gina, but I did call you Gina Davis earlier. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, thank you. That was quite a compliment.
She is a good actress.
Yeah.
And a very smart woman. Okay.
Yes, she is.
traffic has just, this morning has just been a mess.
Yeah, it has been. But you know what? It's starting to smooth out a bit now. We're clearing the major problems. Northbound 25 at Downing, all lanes back open there. Still a little slower than usual, Colorado to Bellevue. I-25 southbound has the usual jam out of Thornton, North Glen. And we don't really have a lot of relief now into downtown from I-70 to Spear. Heavy conditions still prevail, 270 through Commerce City and eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike from Sheridan to Pecos.
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. Over the past 35 years, some of the most fulfilling home projects I've worked on are the ones that allow me to help improve someone else's everyday life. From building a wheelchair ramp to widening doorways, I pride myself on helping to create a barrier-free environment for those with physical disabilities. Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects is here for you. Call me anytime at 720-529-5442 or look at my work and a list of references online at KirkpatrickWindowsDenver.com.
I think it just sounds so darn good. Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
832, 20 minutes in front of 9 here on AM760 Progressive Talk. Your call's coming up. Hey, you know, a survey found that 34% of pet owners said they talk about their pets to others, compared to only 20% who said they talk about their spouse. I'm supposed to tell you who I talk more about. I think I talk about them all equally, because they're all members of my family, right? I mean, I love Mary, and I talk about her. I love Coco and Jackson, and I talk about them. So I talk about all of them. But you know what? If you consider your pets, your dogs, or your dog to be part of your family, you want to take care of them. And think about your own habits. I mean, do you take care when preparing your own meals to make them healthy as they can be? Purina One Natural Blends is prepared with the same philosophy in mind. Ingredients, they use ingredients that are carefully selected for their nutritional nutrient content and steam cooked at the start to help maintain vitamins, minerals, and flavor naturally. The results is just amazing. Now, if you haven't called, now's the time, because this offer that I've been talking about now for months is going to end soon. Help change your pet's health with Purina One Natural Blends in the white bag. When you call, you'll receive a coupon for a free 4-pound bag of equal value or of equal value of any Purina One formula. So, you know what? Don't wait. Call now, 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK. Call now before time runs out. You got to do this. And you know what? Your dog or dogs will thank you immensely for this. And don't forget, too, that you can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local Target.
Do you have persistent asthma and are bothered by seasonal fall allergies? Are you at least 15 years of age or older? Western States Clinical Research is conducting a clinical research study for patients who have persistent asthma and daily nasal symptoms due to seasonal fall allergies. If you qualify, you'll receive investigational medication and study-related physical exams at no cost. You'll also receive compensation for study participation. For more information and to see if you may qualify, call Western States Clinical Research at 303-940-0909.
At Aetna, we want you to know that the right information can help you make better decisions, that your small business can now have a big range of health plans.
Today's Aetna offers Colorado easy and affordable benefits plans designed just for small businesses, including health, pharmacy, dental, disability, and life insurance, even consumer-directed solutions like HSAs.
At Aetna, we want you to know that your healthcare network can be as strong as your business network.
Aetna offers over 7,400 primary care and specialist physicians in our strong statewide network.
At Aetna, we want you to know that even though we insure nationally, we serve locally.
To better serve small businesses, Aetna has staff located right here in Denver.
At Aetna, we want you to know, because with the right information, you can make better healthcare decisions. To find out more, call your broker or Aetna representative.
Plans are offered by Aetna Life Insurance Company. Health insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations. Colorado network data as of 6/106.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin, and then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I certainly am pushing a series of ideas that are highly controversial dealing with the issue of immigration. And when you do that, as you know, Michael, you will attract people from on both sides that are a little bit fringy, and that is true. They come to events, they write you letters. I can't stop that. I can't help that. All I can do and be held responsible for, it seems to me, are the things, again, that I say and that I promote.
All right, there's Tom Tancredo. 836. What is that, 24 minutes? Before the hour? Yeah. High today, 77, mostly sunny skies. We're talking about Tancredo and Jim Spencer's column. John Turk just referred something to me, and I missed it or wasn't listening and didn't hear it, didn't catch it. But one of the callers called Mike Rosen. Mike Rosenberg, is that supposed to be like a little anti-Semitic shot at Mike Rosen? Is that what that's supposed to be about? I certainly hope that that's not true. Because had I caught that, I would have hung up on you. All right, let's go back to the phones. Here's Sue on C-470. Sue, you're on AM-760. Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, doing fine.
Unfortunately, Tom Tancredo is my congressman. I have voted against him as long as I have been in Colorado. And he, until this issue caught fire, he was a laughingstock, and I kept hoping that he would be shamed out of office by his constituents. But it just appalls me how this hatred and bigotry or fear even of immigrants, which is what our country was born on, was immigrants, has caught fire in this country. It's appalling to me.
Is there any kind of reaction in your district to this story about him with the rebel flags and the supremacist groups? I mean, is there any comment there, or do people just kind of like shrug their shoulders?
Well, I have to be honest with you. I only got in the car when your interview was ending, so I really don't know what the story was about. But
it was about him going to South Carolina and speaking at the Confederate museum there in South Carolina, the museum in South Carolina, and that there were people in the League of the South there, which is a racist organization, and the idea that he was participating in singing Dixie and talking in front of these flags when they represent a racist heritage.
Well, all I can hope is that some of that sticks on him and that he has to account for it publicly. And I will call his office and make my comments known to him.
Well, I guess that's all you can do, that and plus vote against him.
Absolutely. And so vote for winner, vote for winner, vote for winner. That's all I can say.
All right, Sue.
Got to get him out.
Okay,
you have a good day.
Thanks. Thanks for the call. Whew. Boy, and I'd love to hear from anybody else in that district. What is that, the fifth? I'd love to hear from anybody else in that district about how they feel about this. Tom in I-25. Tom, you're on AM-760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Tom.
Yeah. On your sister station, one of the anti-immigration guys was on and talking about this issue and the Tancredo speech in front of the racist group, and he had nothing but defense for the racist group, which is really weird, and he was smearing Southern Poverty Law Center. Unbelievable. Real swift boat smear job on the Southern Poverty Law Center. And I wanted you to know about that. It's just awful. I can't listen to Peter Boyles anymore because he's gotten so way off in the right wing on this stuff. Tancredo should have walked out on that place when he saw those red flags.
Yeah, wouldn't you do the same thing? I'd leave.
Yeah, and not only that, but the League of the South was not only attending the conference, and they're all wearing red shirts, because apparently the South Carolina branch of the League of the South wears red shirts, but they had speakers at this conference. They were at the podium. So if Tancredo is saying that they had nothing to do with this conference, they were just showing up, that's wrong. They were a part of this this meeting, and they were speaking at it, and they're a virulent racist group who, and really, they want to secede from the union. So as far as I'm concerned, they're a bunch of traitors.
But yet, you know what? He gets away with distancing himself. He gets away with defending himself. He gets away with tap dancing about it.
Yeah.
And, it doesn't cause the kind of outrage. He's in a re-election fight. It doesn't cause the kind of outrage that it does, say, the Makaka incident did with Allen. Why is that?
Right. Well, I'm not sure, but I think it's this, the way that the right wing reinvents reality and makes it so that he didn't do anything wrong. Well, I think the Democrats need to put his feet to the fire on this and said, look, you did something wrong. You hung out with a racist group. You saw the flags coming in. You saw the red shirts coming in. If you didn't know, you know, what kind of congressman are you? You walk into a place and you don't know that it's full of racists wearing red shirts. Either he didn't know or he knew anyone that did it anyway, but either way, he's still wrong.
Yeah, I would agree. You know what? I would hope that his constituents would hold his feet to the fire over this.
Oh, yeah, definitely. If I was in his district, I'd definitely be getting them on him, and I'm still, I've been emailing him and stuff, and everybody ought to email him and say, you know, stop hanging out with racists and stop trying to weasel out of it. You made a mistake, and you got to stay away from those people.
Yep, I would agree 100%. Thanks, Tom. Appreciate the call.
Thanks. You bet.
All right. See you later. Let's go to Chris in Fort Collins. Chris, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How's it going?
Good.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I totally have to buy Spencer's argument about the fact that out here in the West, I don't think people really get the symbolism behind the Confederate flag and things such as that. I think, unfortunately, in this country these days, people think that groups like the KKK are just kind of marginalized and off on the side and the fringe. To me, the only real difference between the CCC and the KKK is the lack of pageantry. They just put away the sheets. You know, they're just as disgusting, just as hateful, just as racist. And they're highly organized. They're huge groups. And they have a lot of influence. And I think people, they don't really give credence to racism anymore. They think it's just something on the fringe. They think it's just ladies clutching their purse when a black guy walks up the street or things like that. I think people don't realize that it's still as organized as it is.
So that's the reason that there's no outrage?
Yeah. I think when you say League of the South, I think people think it's just a bunch of good old boys, that they're not really racist in the same vein as the KKK is, and they really are.
And yeah, because, you know, I would love to say to some of his followers, all right, if you're upset about immigrants flying Mexican flags, why aren't you, and the symbolism behind that, why aren't you upset about the rebel flag and what it represents, which is slavery and secession from the Union? And why aren't you upset about that? Why does one get a pass and the other one doesn't?
You know, I think it's just because I think people want to believe that racism and hate in this country are just kind of in the past. I think people want to ignore the fact that these organizations are so well controlled and so well supported. It's easier to just think that the days of, you know, Jim Crow and things of that nature are just behind us, and it's still very much alive.
We're just desensitized to it, you know?
Yeah.
We're just desensitized to it. Chris, thank you, man. Great call. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right, two lines open at 303-713-7600, 303-713-MAD-TOMMY-TANCREDO. Why no outrage over this? I bet there's some of you out there thinking, you know, why are you talking about this still? Why are you still talking about this? Because you know what? I can't get over it. That a guy could do this. And then the other side of it is that he makes excuses and people just accept it. I mean, it's wrong. It's wrong. And Tom Tancredo knows it's wrong. Either that, or he's ignorant, or he's a bigot. Which one is it? Which one is it? Man, I am so tired of extremists. You know, I really am. Let's have a rational dialogue about immigration and not all this craziness. And, you know, you don't cozy up with people like that. Unless you agree with them. 846, 14 before 9, this show, available on podcast at am760.net if you missed any or all of it. Well, if you missed all of it, then you won't hear me saying this. All right, let's take a look at traffic, which has been messy this morning with Gina, and then we'll take more of your calls.
The 07 Harleys are in. Go hog wild at Mile High Harley-Davidson's 6th anniversary celebration and wide open house. Eat, drink, and rock and roll Saturday, September 23rd at Mile High Harley-Davidson, I-70 and Airport Boulevard. It's not what you bring to the party, it's the hog you take home.
Thanks, Jay. No new issues on the interstates. Normal delays now for your eastbound drive out of Lakewood on 6th Avenue. Pretty decent along C-470. Again, eastbound lanes just busy through Highlands Ranch. I-70 catching rush hour delays, again, on the eastbound side, Federal to Pecos, and again, I-25 to Colorado Boulevard. I-76 is crowded as well, along with 270.
Are you spending too much money maintaining your office or home computers? This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Starting at less than $100, a PC Answers technician will come to your home or office and solve all of your computer problems quickly and painlessly.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at pc-answers.com. That's pc-answers.com, 303-548-1414. A proud member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network at troubleshooter.com.
Hello, America. I'm Wink Martindale, and it's time to play Take on Orbits, the travel game where you can save now and save later. Today's winner is you. That's right, you. Log on to Orbits.com, book your trip this year, and save $50. Then next year, save $200 on select trips to the sunny Caribbean, Mexico, or Hawaii. Save now, save later. Orbits and go.
Save $50 on select 3 plus night packages. Book by 10-8-06. Travel by 12-31-06. Save $200 on select 5 plus night packages. Book and travel between 1-1 through 3-31-07. Subject to availability. See site for terms and conditions.
Report. Call 1-800-700-3481. That's 1-800-700-3481.
An election year message for the people of Colorado. Don't vote.
Don't vote.
Please don't vote.
Don't vote this November.
Do what's right and don't vote.
Really? Don't vote.
Do not vote.
That's right. Don't vote.
Until you know where the candidates stand on the issues.
Find out where the candidates for governor stand on issues like affordable utilities or the multi-state bulk prescription drug purchasing legislation that allows Colorado to combine its drug purchasing power with other states to ultimately make affordable prescription drugs available to those without insurance or Medicaid.
Make an informed decision this November.
Visit don'tvote.com or call 1-800-830-7844.
And get your AARP voter's guide.
Use your head and your heart.
And then do the right thing.
And vote.
Please vote.
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 Get out and vote.
Paid for by AARP.
8:49, 11 minutes in front of 9 o'clock here on AM 760. Progressive Talk. As an informed consumer, when it comes to buying a car, you've got a ton of choices, and you know that. But here's what I ask. I ask that you check out Colorado's number one volume dealer, Rockies Autos. Why number one? Diverse selection and inventory of the cleanest late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. That's right, over 500 units on the lot. Saab, Volkswagen, Toyota, Nissan, Dodge, Chevy, Ford. I mean, you name it, they most likely got it. Matching down incentive up to $1,500. You put $15 down, they'll put $15. You got $3,000 towards your next automobile. Numerous ways to pay. Good folks to deal with. Friends like the Alshire brothers, Tom and Marv, and Spanky Herrera, and Jim Monroe, Maryland's illegitimate brother, and Johnny Mays, Poker Face Jason, Freddie Labrato, Gerard Menard. You know, the list just goes on and on of great people working out there, both behind the scenes and people who you will see when you show up. You know what? You can also check them out online at Rockies Autos, and I got to emphasize, you got to put an S after Autos. After auto. So it's RockiesAutos.com. Check out their inventory. Pre-qualify for a car loan. Steve handles that. Or you know what? Get out there and see them. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982. They're my friends, and I love to talk about them. And as a matter of fact, I spend most Fridays out there. So you know what? Drop on by and see them. You owe it to yourself as an informed consumer to see the difference in both prices and also in service at Rockies. They're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76 and just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, the LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK, the latest FDA-approved technology for a fraction of what other providers charge. You can even finance it with 0% financing. Get a free information kit by calling 1-800-700-9313. That's 1-800-700-9313. 1-800-700-9313.
Give your child a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to dance with the Moscow Ballet in the Great Russian Nutcracker. The Moscow Ballet is holding open auditions for children's roles in the Great Russian Nutcracker at 10 a.m. Saturday, September 30th at American Furniture Warehouse in Englewood. Children ages 8 to early teens will be cast as party guests, mice, angels, little snowflakes, butterflies, and more. Auditions will be held September 30th at 10 a.m. at American Furniture Warehouse in Englewood. For more details and information, go to DenverNutcracker.com.
What the right wing fears the most. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Brother Bob.
A worried man with a worried mind.
What a great guy. 52 minutes past the hour, high today 77, mostly sunny. Coming up after 9 o'clock, Paul Waldman with Media Matters for America, plus Keith Olbermann's latest commentary about President Bush and the fact that he owes us, the American people, an apology. We're talking about Tom Tancredo and about Jim Spencer's column yesterday in the Denver Post. Tancredo sings Dixie with bigots. Let's go back to the phones. We go to David in Morrison. David, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, how's it going with you?
Pretty well. Great morning. Yeah, I think Tancredo will probably do whatever it takes to get votes. And I think this using this issue as a cornerstone of his campaign is a little bit hypocritical, because he's been around a while, and back when the Republicans had the majority, they really did nothing to pass legislation against illegal immigration. So I like people to think about that.
Yeah, that's really true. Well, they have been in the majority for a little, since 94, and they haven't done much. And but, of course, you know, his answer to that would be that he disagrees with that and he's been pushing for it. But he won't ever answer, you know, he won't ever take responsibility for the fact that he went into that museum with those flags, with those people, and he spoke instead of doing what would have been the right and moral thing, which is to say, you know what, I can't go through with this because I don't want to associate with these people, and claiming that, well, you know something, I have a tendency to draw people from the fringes because what I'm talking about is very, very controversial. Yeah, you know what, I bet she takes her money too.
Yep.
Now, that's the bottom line. Did you, you know, do you take money from these people? You know, I mean, yeah, and, yeah. And, you know, to pretend you don't know that they're there, or, you know, you turn a blind eye. I mean, I care about who I hang out with. I'm sure you do, too.
Yeah, I think we need to have someone who will represent the people the right way. And Winter, as an ex-Marine, ex-Navy, will represent the people of the 6th District. And I think we need to get out there and support them.
Yep. You know what? I would agree. Thanks, David.
Thank you.
All right. And I called it the 5th for some reason. No, it's the 6th. Okay. I have a tendency to do that every once in a while. Numbers are not my strong point. Let's go to Sonny in Littleton. Sonny, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing good. How about you?
Good. Great show as usual.
Thanks.
Hey, I got a question. I was thinking about, you know, about a month or two ago with Congresswoman McKinney.
Right.
She had the new Black Panther Party. So, you know, she walked in with the group. She walked out with the group. I mean, and she never took any responsibility at all, and I mean, and they were saying some pretty mean things to people after she lost.
Yeah, well, look what the voters of her district did, though. They rejected her because they didn't feel that she was mainstream and on the same page with them. So not only hanging out with the new Black Panther Party, but also her conduct on Capitol Hill cost her the election.
Right, right. Now, what if she would have won, though? Do you think, I mean, I know it's a big F, but just say she would have won because I don't know. I mean, I just think, if you know, like you say, you know, you got to really watch out who you hang out with. And even though she said they were not on her payroll, she was hanging out with them, you know. I mean, it,
yeah, well, if I were in that district, I wouldn't have voted for her, would you?
No, absolutely not. Not.
So there you go. I mean, I think that she paid for her actions because she wouldn't own up to them. And I think that those people are going to be better off without her. As a representative in the United States, is probably better off without her in Congress.
I totally agree with you.
All right, Sonny, take care.
Thank you, Jay.
Okay, you got it. Let's go to John in Littleton. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Rockin' show. I appreciate you doing the Keith Olbermann thing. That is really great, because I don't get him anymore on my TVs, and I love his commentaries. But to talk about the Southern stuff. I was born and raised in Houston, and born in, get this, Jefferson Davis Hospital. And the South and the whole thing about people not understanding where they come from down there is just, they really don't here in Colorado understand what it's like to be born and raised in a Southern Confederate state, as they call it down there, and how the KKK goes around and leaves pamphlets on the doors and stuff, and portrays themselves as this great American institution, and how it would be so great for you to join them and become a part of them and stuff. I've seen all those things, and I lived through segregation down there and everything. And I think with Tancredo, just a lot of people just don't understand here exactly what all that's about.
So that's the reason there's not the outrage.
That's right. They just don't understand how, when you go down there, you become a part of that culture. The South still believes that they never lost the war.
Well, not all of the South, but there are some.
Yeah.
There are some diehard people still left, but the South has changed dramatically over the last 20 years, 20 or 30 years.
You know, what you find in the larger cities, you find more tolerance, and you find more people who are more educated and understand the issues better. But when you get out into the country areas of Texas, it used to be Democratic, and now it is just so conservative Republican, it is unreal.
Yeah, you're right. You know what? I can't dispute that. You're right about that.
And it's the same thing here. You get into the metro areas, and you know, we're more tolerant here. That's why I love Denver.
I don't know. We'll have to have a discussion about that sometime, about whether rural Colorado is less tolerant. Hey, thank you, John. I appreciate it. I thank you for the call. I'm out of time. Coming up next, Paul Waldman, Media Matters, and the latest commentary from Keith Olbermann about George W. Bush. That's all coming up here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, as well as open phones.
Hi, this is Randy Rhodes. Listen to my show and all of AM 760's Progressive Talk in high definition.
Welcome to Radio Free America.
Hear us all more clearly with HD. Find out how to get HD radio on AM760.net.
I've got the radio.
You've got Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I'm John Hope Bryant, founder of Operation Hope.
I'm Andrew Young, spokesman for Operation Hope. You know, the challenge of our time is to make free enterprise and democracy work for ordinary people, people that don't have a guaranteed inheritance and that don't have a guaranteed job anymore.
Because it's not about making more money. It's about making better decisions with the money you make. If you need a little hope, call 877-592-HOPE, 877-592-4673.
I work all day, Dr. Phil. I guess I'm sort of a homebody, so I feel like it's really never going to happen for me.
Look, love is not like the pizza man. Hi, I'm going door to door looking for a life partner. Not going to happen.
Dr. Phil is on Match.com. His insights inspire millions every day. For a limited time, Match.com will guarantee you'll find someone special within 6 months, or will give you 6 months free. Join Match.com today, the number one site for love. Visit Match.com for details.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
On half an hour, CBS News correspondent Mark Noller is covering and joins us live.
Taking his freedom agenda to the world body, President Bush will call for international support of U.S. efforts to spread democracy in the Middle East, especially in Iraq, Lebanon, and the Palestinian territories. He'll also speak of those nations trying to block the effort, Iran among them. In a meeting this morning with French President Chirac, Mr. Bush again threatened sanctions against Iran if it doesn't verifiably suspend its program of uranium enrichment, which the U.S. views as a prelude to the production of nuclear weapons. Mr. Bush's audience today includes world leaders who disagree with his policies, as we hear from Cammy McCormick.
It may be a tough audience.
He has to get across the sense that this freedom agenda of his can be achieved.
But Thomas Carruthers of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace believes the ongoing war in Iraq has given the U.S. credibility problems worldwide.
The concept of democracy promotion has been tainted in many people's eyes in the world. They're saying, aha, now we understand what all this democracy promotion stuff is about. We realize it's about U.S. military intervention. It's about trying to get your way in the Middle East.
Mr. Bush will also hope to convince the domestic audience that his pursuit of global democracy has been worth the price.
No U.S. troop reduction in Iraq this year. General John Abizaid of Central Command says troop levels will stay at current levels of more than 140,000 through next April. The cost of brand-name prescription drugs is jumping at a record pace. That's the bottom line of a new study by the AARP.
On a rolling average over the last year, the price of prescription drugs has increased by 6.3% compared to inflation, which was 3.8%.
The AARP's David Sloan says over the same period, there's been virtually no change in the price of generic drugs. New research from the University of Wisconsin at Milwaukee suggests that in about one of three cases, prenatal exposure to smoke or contact with lead at some point after birth plays a role in development of ADHD. Dr. Leonardo Trasande is a pediatrician at Mount Sinai School of Medicine.
This study just shows us the tip of the iceberg. There are likely to be a wide array of the 80,000 chemicals that are in our environment that affect child development and cause ADHD and other developmental disabilities.
In southern Somalia, Islamic militants who hold most of the power there are vowing they will open training camps to prepare students for a holy war against peacekeepers. Another sign of a cooling in the housing market. Last month, the pace of new home construction dropped to its slowest rate in more than 3 years. Dave Siders is with the National Association of Home Builders.
Investors are backing out of the market. Normal people are kind of waiting on the sidelines, and the builders' inventories are piling up.
And he expects it to get worse before it gets better. On Wall Street, the Dow is off 26, the NASDAQ down 3. This is CBS News.
My riding lawnmower ran out of gas on the road, and while I was getting more gas, an 18-wheeler hit it. But my car insurance covered that.
That's a real question that was put to the licensed car insurance experts at Progressive Direct. When you call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE, we'll answer your questions and help you find the policy that best fits you. So whether your question's unique or typical...
Will I get a discount if I insure both my cars with you?
In fact, she will. Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Progressive Direct Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio, available in most states and situations.
To withdraw, to go away, to disappear. That's how the dictionary defines retirement. Time to redefine. Your generation's definitely not headed for bingo night. In fact, you could write a book about how you're going to turn retirement upside down.
The best book on retirement is the one you'll write, The Dream Book from Ameriprise Financial. To talk with an advisor near you about your retirement dreams, call 1-800-AMERIPRISE today.
Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member NASD and SIPC.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Douglas County investigators say they don't have much to go on the murder of a woman found along I-25 south of Denver, but they do have a picture that may help. We get more from Beverly Weaver.
Investigators say they found the photograph of a couple as they probed the crime scene. They don't know if the woman may be one of the people in the picture. The body's described as about 5 feet tall with auburn-colored hair, which may be dyed. She may be Caucasian, Hispanic, or Native American. Douglas County Sheriff's officers say she appears to have been dragged behind a vehicle.
If you have any information, you're asked to contact Douglas County authorities. Littleton's police chief is leaving his job. Gary Moss says his retirement will be effective at the end of the year, but he'll leave office November 16th to take accrued vacation time. This announcement coming just a week after an audit of the police department indicated a lack of confidence in the department's leadership. Moss has been the chief of police for 10 years. The city plans a nationwide search for his replacement. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
We have a lot of improvement for the commute. Only one wreck in Lakewood, eastbound 6th Avenue. Two cars right lane between Sheridan and Lowell. Otherwise, northbound 25 just catching some congestion, Colorado to Bellevue. And the crews that were out overnight, northbound Parker at 225 in Aurora, still hanging out in the right lane. 225 itself has excellent conditions. It's just the normal hang-up southbound at Yosemite. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes.
Thank you for calling to learn more about the See Clearly method.
What's the catch?
Excuse me?
The catch. Your radio commercial said you can improve my eyesight so I won't be dependent on my glasses and contacts. There has to be a catch.
No catch, sir. Our optometrists believe that you can indeed better your vision with the See Clearly method.
It's surgery, right? Expensive surgery?
No, no surgery, no drugs, no catches. The See Clearly method is a revolutionary approach to better vision that doesn't require drugs or surgery. Oh, but there is one thing I forgot to mention.
I knew it. A catch.
I can give you a free video that will tell you all about it.
Free free video. Hey, wait a minute. That's a good thing.
We know it sounds unbelievable, but the See Clearly method can improve bad vision naturally without drugs or surgery. See for yourself by calling for our free video to preview the See Clearly method. Call 1-800-220-1174. Call now before you get sidetracked and forget. Your vision is too important. For your free video, call 1-800-220-1174. That's 1-800-220-1174.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin along with you. Thank you so much for being here. We're having technical difficulties reaching Paul Waldman in Media Matters. So, I want to point out a couple articles that I would like you to read, and then we're going to run Keith Olbermann's commentary from last night, in case you didn't catch the broadcast. You know, the Democratic Party of the state of Colorado, and once again, I preface this by saying I don't care what your political position is, and where you stand, whatever your deal is, has said that we cannot trust the voting machines here in the state, and that we have to, that we should, you don't have to, but you should, vote absentee. And I've been talking about this on the air every couple of days here. There was an article this morning in the Rocky Mountain News. Here's the headline, Voting Machine Foes Cite Net Hacker Threat. That's today in the Rocky Mountain News. So you might want to check that story out. Here's another one from the Denver Post from this morning. In the Denver West section, Election 06 may be risk at Election 06 may be at risk of error. A suit against the state is armed with tech experts saying the voting machines are vulnerable to fraud. So, if I were you, I would call my county clerk, and I would ask the procedure in your particular county on how to vote absentee to make sure and to ensure that your vote is counted. All right. This is Keith Olbermann from last night, where he's talking about how the President of the United States, George W. Bush, owes us an apology. We'll play this for you. Then it's open phones. Anything you want to talk about, you want to comment on this, or you want to talk about something else, I'll give you the... It's 303-713-7600 is the number. Here's Keith Olbermann from last night's countdown.
Finally tonight, a special comment about the Rose Garden news conference last Friday. The President of the United States owes this country an apology. It will not be offered, of course. He does not realize its necessity. There are now none around him who would tell him, nor could. The last of them, it appears, was the very man whose letter provoked the President into the conduct for which the apology is essential. An apology is this President's only hope of regaining the slightest measure of confidence of what has been for nearly 2 years a clear majority of his people. Not confidence in his policies, nor in his designs, nor even in something as narrowly focused as which vision of torture shall prevail, his or that of the man who has sent him into apoplexy, Colin Powell. In a larger sense, though, the President needs to regain our confidence that he has some basic understanding of what this country represents, of what it must maintain if we are to defeat not only terrorists, but if we are also to defeat what is ever more increasingly apparent as an attempt to redefine the way we live here and what we mean when we say the word freedom. Because it is evident now that, if not its architect, this President intends to be the contractor for this narrowing of the definition of freedom. The President revealed this last Friday as he fairly spat through his teeth words of unrestrained fury directed at the man who was once the very symbol of his administration, who was once an ambassador from this administration to its critics, as he had once been an ambassador from the military to its critics. The former Secretary of State, Mr. Powell, had written, simply and candidly and without anger, that the world is beginning to doubt the moral basis of our fight against terrorism. This President's response included not merely what is apparently the presidential equivalent of threatening to hold one's breath, but within it contained one particularly chilling phrase.
Mr. President, former Secretary of State Colin Powell since the world is beginning to doubt the moral basis of our fight against terrorism. If a former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff and former Secretary of State feels this way, don't you think that Americans and the rest of the world are beginning to wonder whether you're following a flawed strategy?
If there's any comparison between the compassion and decency of the American people and the terrorist tactics of extremists, it's flawed logic. I simply can't accept that. It's unacceptable to think that there's any kind of comparison between the behavior of the United States of America and the action of Islamic extremists who kill innocent women and children in order to achieve an objective.
Of course it's acceptable to think that there's any kind of comparison. And in this particular debate, it is not only acceptable, it is obviously necessary, even if Mr. Powell never made that comparison in his letter. Some will think that our actions at Abu Ghraib or at Guantanamo or in secret prisons in Eastern Europe are all too comparable to the actions of the extremists. Some will think that there is no similarity, or if there is one, it is to the slightest and most unavoidable of degrees. What all of us will agree on is that we have the right, we have the duty, to think about the comparison. And most importantly, that the other guy whose opinion about this we cannot fathom has exactly the same right as we do to think and say what his mind and his heart and his conscience tell him is right. All of us agree about that, except, it seems, this president. With increasing rage, he and his administration have begun to tell us that we are not permitted to disagree with them, that we cannot be right, that Colin Powell cannot be right. And then there was that one most awful phrase. In four simple words last Friday, the president brought into sharp focus what has been only vaguely clear these past 5.5 years, the way the terrain at night is perceptible only during an angry flash of lightning, and then a second later, all again is dark. It's unacceptable to think, he said. It is never unacceptable to think. And when a president says thinking is unacceptable, even on one topic, even in the heat of the moment, even in the turning of a phrase extracted from its context, he takes us toward a new and fearful path, one heretofore the realm of science fiction authors and apocalyptic visionaries. That flash of lightning freezes at the distant horizon, and we can just make out a world in which authority can actually suggest it has become unacceptable to think. Thus, the lightning flash reveals not merely a president we have already seen, the one who believes he has a monopoly on current truth. It now shows us a president who has decided that of all our commanders-in-chief ever, he alone has had the knowledge necessary to alter and reshape our inalienable rights. This is a frightening and a dangerous delusion, Mr. President. If Mr. Powell's letter, cautionary, concerned, predominantly supportive, can induce from you such wrath and such intolerance, what would you say were this statement to be shouted to you by a reporter or written to you by a colleague? Governments are instituted among men deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government. Those incendiary thoughts came, of course, from a prior holder of your job, Mr. Bush. They were the words of Thomas Jefferson. He put them in the Declaration of Independence. Mr. Bush, what would you say to something that antithetical to the status quo just now? Would you call it unacceptable for Jefferson to think such things or to write them? Between your confidence in your infallibility, sir, and your demonizing of dissent, and now these rages better suited to a thwarted 3-year-old, you have left the unnerving sense of a White House coming unglued. A chilling suspicion that perhaps we have not seen the peak of the anger, that we can no longer forecast what next will be said to or about anyone who disagrees, or what will next be done to them. On this newscast last Friday, constitutional law professor Jonathan Turley of George Washington University suggested that at some point in the near future, some of the detainees transferred from secret CIA cells to Guantanamo will finally get to tell the Red Cross that they have indeed been tortured. Thus, the debate over the Geneva Conventions might not be about further interrogations of detainees, but about those already conducted and the possible liability of the administration for them. That certainly could explain Mr. Bush's fury, but that, at this point, is speculative. At least, though, it would provide an alternative possibility as to why the president's words were at such variance from the entire history of this country. For there needs to be some other explanation, Mr. Bush, than that you truly believe we should live in the United States of America in which a thought is unacceptable. There needs to be a delegation of responsible leaders, Republicans or otherwise, who can sit you down as Barry Goldwater, and Hugh Scott once sat Richard Nixon down, and explain the reality of the situation you have created. There needs to be an apology from the President of the United States. And more than one. But Mr. Bush, the others, for warnings unheeded 5 years ago, for war unjustified 4 years ago, for battle unprepared 3 years ago, they are not weighted with the urgency and the necessity of this one. We must know that to you, thought with which you disagree, and even voice with which you disagree, and even action with which you disagree are still sacrosanct to you. The philosopher Voltaire once insisted to another author, "I detest what you write, but I would give my life to make it possible for you to continue to write." Since the nation's birth, Mr. Bush, we have misquoted and even embellished that statement, but we have served ourselves well by subscribing to its essence. Oddly, there are other words of Voltaire's that are more pertinent still just now. "Think for yourselves," he wrote, "and let others enjoy the privilege to do so too. Apologize, sir, for even hinting at an America where a few have that privilege to think, and the rest of us wind up getting yelled at by the president. Anything else, Mr. Bush, is truly unacceptable."
There it is, Keith Olbermann from last night's countdown. 9:17, 17 minutes after 9 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. You want to comment on that, or you want to talk about anything else, it's open phones. 303-713-7600, and I've got three open lines, 303-713-7600. You want to talk about that, you want to talk about Tom Tancredo, you want to talk about maybe this country's impending military action against Iran, which we did in the first hour. All of it available, by the way, on podcast at am760.net. Whatever it is you want to talk about, you can do it now at 303.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
I grossed over $321,000, and I was able to quit my 9-to-5.
You've heard all the buzz. Everyday people are putting the internet to work, making serious money from the comfort of their own homes with online auctions. So much money, so easily, they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a free CD from ISI. Yours absolutely free, just for calling. This free CD shows how easy it is to generate real wealth quickly, with online auctions at sites like the internet's largest marketplace, eBay. And you never have to see, store, or even pay for the products you're selling.
I did over $40,000 in sales last month, and I have my own business now. It's like a dream come true.
The strategies are simple. The money is real, and the CD is free. Call 1-800-226-9008. Now to get your free CD. Call 1-800-226-9008. 1-800-226-9008.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly, and most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1875. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1875. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1875. That's 1-800-771-1875.
Technical difficulties. Should I explain what those technical difficulties were? I'll explain. The switchboard is down. So we couldn't get through them on the phone. Well, you know, listen, it happens. Didn't we have it happen here once? A couple of months ago, maybe 3-4 months ago?
It's happened to us a couple of times where our phones haven't worked. And, you know, when you're doing a talk radio show, that's pretty inhibitive, you know. It doesn't really help out when you can't take calls.
I've been on the air before when the phones have collapsed.
You did like 3 hours without taking phone calls where our phones were down. You did a great job that morning. I forgot about that.
Yeah. Yeah, we had to. I think it was like 3 hours with no phone calls. You're right about that. CJ in Broomfield. CJ, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Thank you.
Sure.
Thanks so much for playing Keith. Not all your listeners get to see his show.
Yeah, it's a great show. I watch it every night.
Yeah, so do I. And let's hope that other reporters get the courage to do what Keith is doing.
Yeah, I agree.
Because after all, Mr. Powell's letter did not compare the compassion and decency of American people and the terrorist tactics of extremists. You know, the comparison Bush made, that's not what Powell's letter said. Not at all.
No, it had nothing to do with that. And I really believe that the real drive behind all of this is to try to make this retroactive so that the administration and the people under the administration are protected from war crimes. I really believe that this is what this is about.
It is all that it's about. That's all it's about. And I also, Jay, want to thank you for bringing on Mr. Spencer. He was so right on so many of his points. You know, being a man growing up in the South, he knows exactly what went on. And that's one of the reasons why we don't have the outrage here in Colorado.
You think that's it because we're sitting in the West and not in the South?
That is absolutely part of it. You know, people who weren't exposed to those kinds of things, you know, it doesn't bring it back to you. Well, you know, your wife was raised in the South, too.
Yeah.
Just like I was. And you guys are in your 50s just like I am. So there's a lot of things you saw, you know. You know when things went on, what they meant. The swimming pool that Mr. Spencer mentioned, one of those city-operated pools was right across from my family home. You know, and that's where we went, of course.
Well, I
that's
remember.
The way it was.
I remember even being in, like, in Lynchburg, Virginia in 1973.
Mm-hmm.
I remember, 73, 74, I remember it being a segregated city, not by rule of law, but it was. And I also remember that Del Rio, Texas,
yes,
was a segregated town where the Hispanic population, the Mexican population, stayed on one side of San Felipe Creek, and the white population was on the other side of San Felipe Creek. Yes. I remember that.
And that's the way it was set up, just about anywhere in the South. So,
yeah.
Mr. Spencer was correct on just about the points he made.
I think he's absolutely correct. CJ, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Welcome, Jake. Thanks
okay.
for the good job.
See you later.
Bye.
Let's go to Aaron in Boulder. Aaron, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi. How you doing, Jay?
Good.
Great to talk to you. Love the show. Love the Overman piece there. That was powerful.
Thank you.
Basically, I just want to talk to you about something that my buddies and I have created that we're trying to get some traction for, not just here in Denver, but all over the country, called MondayProtest.org.
Tell me about this.
basically, we're sitting around, you know, we're young guys, we're all in our early 20s, and we felt like, you know, when you talk to people, especially here in Denver, there's lots of unrest, there's lots of people who are not comfortable with the way the administration's handling things, but maybe aren't in a situation where they're either passionate enough or have the time or the energy to go out there and hold a sign on the corner of the street or, you know, do something that takes a serious amount of time. So we wanted to figure out a way to sort of create a viral, repetitive, you know, active protest that was easy enough that anyone from, you know, a 6-year-old to an 80-year-old could participate in, you know, once a week for almost no cost or no cost. So we got online and found out that Google Groups allows you to create, you know, email lists that are private. And basically put together a website where all you do is go in and put your email address in, and it says, you know, we're against this current administration's policy. And every Monday, everyone on the list gets an email that says, hey, today we're going to send a dollar to the Red Cross down in New Orleans because that's more important than the way our money's being spent by the administration. Or today everyone's going to wear a red T-shirt so that our presence starts to be felt. Or today everyone's going to send an email to the White House or to, you know, Bob Beaupre and say, hey, we want to make a change about a specific thing, a way to mobilize a large group of people on a regular basis in a very small way so that the presence of this unrest starts to be felt in a more potent way to these people and then sort of starts to give power to the actual size of this movement.
You know what? Great idea. Now, how do all of us go find this website? What is it again?
It's mondayprotest.org. So just head out to www.mondayprotest.org. All you have to do is put in your email. There's a very clear description of what we stand for and what we don't stand for on the website, so you know what you're getting into. There's no other political views attached to this. This is about violence not being the answer in the fight against terrorism. And you know, once you fill it out, next Monday morning you'll find something in your mailbox that says, here's something you can do that either takes less than 5 minutes or costs less than 99 cents. To help mobilize today, and you'll get one every Monday.
That's great. All right, repeat the URL again.
Sure, it's www.mondayprotest.org.
All right, Aaron, thanks, man. Check in with us from time
to
time. Let us know how it's going.
I will, and hopefully if it's going well, you'll see it.
Yeah, man, well, I'm going to go sign up.
All right, love the show.
Thank you, Aaron. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
All right, one line open at 303-713-7600. Speaking of Bob Beaupre, both ways, Bob, anybody see that article in the, I don't know if it was in the Denver Post, the Rocky Mountain News this morning, about the debate between both ways Bob and Bill Ritter, where both ways claims that he is worried about the quality of imported drugs from Canada and other countries, and Bill Ritter is stressing the cost savings, and both ways Bob is saying that, we can't trust the quality, but Bob, both ways Bob, how is it that we import beef and fruit from other countries? And that's okay, but we can't import prescriptions? I'd like both ways Bob to tell us how much pharma money he's taken over the years as a congressman. Bob, anybody in your campaign want to come forward and give us that information? Anybody, you want to come forward? You're welcome to come on the show anytime and reveal that information about how much pharma money you've taken. Because could it be that your stance is to protect people in the big pharmaceutical industries? Is that what it could be? Maybe that's it. I don't know. Also, I question the idea that, both ways Bob gets paid by the taxpayers. So he's running for governor, and he's still getting a congressional salary. How does that work? Shouldn't he, turn that money back into the government? Because he's not there for key votes. He's on the campaign trail. Wish I could get a deal like that, or I could get paid to go out and look for another job? No, I'm happy with the job I have, but still. I don't think that's quite right. All right, Gina, I don't want to suck you into this conversation.
Okay.
Because you probably back both ways Bob, don't you?
Well, you know what? Since I just moved here within the last few months, I don't know a lot about the candidates. I'm learning.
Well, have you ever considered this? Consider this, that guys like both ways Bob, they don't want us to have, like, imported prescription drugs from like Canada and other countries, and it would cost considerably less, but it's okay that we can have imported beef or fruit or vegetables.
Mm.
Why is one okay and the other's not?
Yeah, that's interesting.
Unless you're taking money from somebody, and that taking money from somebody influences your vote.
Those lobbyists.
Well, I think Bob should show us, you know, his how much pharma money he's taken over the years. Don't you?
Oh, well, I will investigate that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you'll call Bob right up on the phone and ask for an answer, right?
Well, we'll see.
Well, all right, whether you're a Democrat or you're a Republican or you're independent or you're libertarian or whatever, wherever you check in on the political spectrum, you got to drive. So how's the traffic? I hope it's cleared up some.
Yeah, it has. We just had one wreck in Lakewood, eastbound 6th Avenue between Sheridan and Lowell, but they were getting that out of the way. No other major problems. I-25 southbound has the normal backup. Cutting across downtown, off the highway, crews pulling out the restrictions on surface streets. I would definitely avoid Arapahoe at I-25. It can be really an annoying spot both directions during the day. U.S. 285 work continues as well in Morrison, just west of Highway 4.
In the universe of guitar players, everywhere you go, his footprints are already there. Jeff Beck, stomping on new ground. The fierce guitar of Jeff Beck, live. September 21st at the Lecture Hall at the Colorado Convention Center. Jeff Beck.
Y'all hear what Mama said.
Technical mastery. Legendary performances. Jeff Beck. September 21st, Lecture Hall at the Colorado Convention Center. For all the news, check out jeffbeck.com. Don't wait. Get your tickets now at all Ticketmaster outlets, 303-830-TIXS or Ticketmaster.com. Jeff Beck, part of the Coors Light Live Concert Series, produced by House of Blues Concerts.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngelHomesColorado.com.
No payments won't last long, so don't wait. Call now. I'll give you the number, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171, 303-423-7171.
At Aetna, we want you to know that the right information can help you make better decisions, that your small business can now have a big range of health plans.
Today's Aetna offers Colorado easy and affordable benefits plans designed just for small businesses, including health, pharmacy, dental, disability, and life insurance, even consumer-directed solutions like HSAs.
At Aetna, we want you to know that your health care network can be as strong as your business network.
Aetna offers over 7,400 primary care and specialist physicians in our strong statewide network.
At Aetna, we want you to know that even though we insure nationally, we serve locally.
To better serve small businesses, Aetna has staff located right here in Denver.
At Aetna, we want you to know, because with the right information, you can make better healthcare decisions. To find out more, call your broker or Aetna representative.
Plans are offered by Aetna Life Insurance Company. Health insurance plans contain exclusions and limitations. Colorado Network data as of 6/106.
Confronting issues with an arsenal of opinion. J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Okay for fighting as far as I'm concerned. All you got to do is dial 303-713-7600. 935, 25 before 10, high today 77, mostly sunny. Elton John has a brand new album out too, I think. Well, you don't like that, John Turk? You don't like Elton John?
Not necessarily anything he's done in the last 20 years. But no, I like Elton John, but not any of the new stuff.
I could take him or leave him. I know he was in Las Vegas for a long time. He may still be, with that whole red piano thing, but I never Mary and I never sprung for the money to go see him. There's some things that he's done that is pretty good.
Yeah, like I said, some of his older stuff is good. Not the early stuff, but some of the middle stuff, like Tiny Dancer. I like that song a lot. You know, I'm not into the new, like the Crocodile Rock. Is that the song that he did?
Yeah, he did that.
Yeah, like that I could do without. And some of the older or newer stuff I could do without.
I like Island Girl. Do you remember that one?
I don't, but I'll try and play it for you next time I get a chance.
Yeah, most people don't remember that, but I like that. That was kind of a minor top 40 hit. All right, let's go back to the phones. George in Denver. George, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Hey, I want your listeners to know that if they Google George H. Bush in the school book depository, what they'll see is they'll see George Bush about 5 feet from the school book depository steps on the day John F. Kennedy got murdered.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay, let's go to Victor in Boulder. Victor, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Hi.
Yeah, the reason I'm calling is that I'm outraged at Senator Ken Salazar. Dianne Feinstein co-authored a bill to stop the export of cluster bombs to Israel. And Senator Salazar voted against that. I don't see the need for us to be exporting cluster bombs or anti-personnel mines because these kind of things really hurt civilians most. And, of course, I'm sure that most listeners know that's a war crime when you cluster bomb and mine for civilians. And I think that that's an outrage. And although I'm a Green, I did vote for Mike Miles, but I'm afraid that I could not vote for a Democratic candidate like Ken Salazar to be reelected.
Well, I think there's a lot of people who feel that way, but what are you going to do if it comes down to him running as the Democratic nominee, as the incumbent, and a Republican? Then what do you do?
Well, I'm hoping that somebody else will run so we have true democracy. And I'm really hoping that we have someday publicly funded elections because that's the only way we're going to get true democracy in this country. That's the way I feel.
Well, you know, according to the rules of the State Democratic Party, I've never really gotten into this on the air, and I've been meaning to do it for a long, long time, and I never have. But somebody made me aware of this. According to the rules of the Democratic State Party of Colorado, Ken Salazar, by the fact that he's a senator, sits on some kind of ruling body of the Democratic Party, and I'm speaking here from memory because I don't have the notes in front of me. But actually what he's doing in backing Joseph Lieberman is he's violating the state party rules, which forbid you to back any other candidate but a Democrat, and so therefore technically he could be thrown out of that position. Well, not technically. If somebody pushed it and you could get enough people behind it, he could be thrown out of that position. I don't have much regard for him. He won't come on this show. We've asked him a million times. That's not the reason I don't have much regard for him. The reason I don't have much regard for him is I'm like you. I just don't like some of the votes he casts, and I am really infuriated over this whole thing with him and Lieberman. I mean, I'm just really infuriated by it. And I've sent him numerous. Let me tell you what happened to me. I sent him a bunch of emails about the Lieberman thing and a bunch of other stuff. And so you know what ends up happening? Not only do I get some BS reply from him, but now I'm stuck on his damn electronic email mailing list. You know? I mean, how does that work?
Well, that's sad.
I mean, I don't know.
I called his office, and I talked to one of his flunkies there, and they just claimed that they didn't know anything about Dianne Feinstein's bill, and that was last week. I still have not gotten a reply.
Well, I'd like to see somebody more progressive step forward and challenge him too. But the fact is, though, when it comes down to the nut cutting, and it comes down to the end, I will never cast my vote for a Republican. There's no way. And it gets back to that whole thing of getting 60 or 70% of what you want is better than getting nothing. And under a Republican, you would get nothing. I mean, I think that's clear when you look at people like Bob Beaupre, Tom Tancredo, and others. Lamborn down in the Springs. I mean, these people are all extremists. I mean, they're all extremists.
Yeah, well, I'm hoping we could get a Green Party candidate or another third party candidate, because otherwise you really are very limited in your choice. And when you have a choice being that limited, I don't really agree that this is truly a democracy.
Well, see, I don't agree with you, because I think the choice is only limited by your amount of activism. And look what happened in Connecticut with Ned Lamont. You can make a difference if you want to work hard enough at it, and I just disagree with that. But you know what? Hey, that's what makes the world go around, and I'm glad you called to raise the issue about the cluster bombs, and I hope other people will call Salazar's office and bring it up, and I'll certainly send him an email about it.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Victor. Bye-bye. Call me again. All right. It's 9:41. Let me go to Lynn, who is in District 6, which I mistakenly called Congressional District 5. Sorry about that, Lynn.
Hey, Jay, good morning.
Hi.
We met this spring at a golf course out in the Elbert County area, and I'm very well acquainted with Mr. Tancredo and his constituents, and a very large group of them in this area have a lot of very strong feelings, much the same with the people that he met with down south. It's more prevalent out here than people know.
Oh, wow, that's scary.
A couple weeks ago, I was going to call you. I do a couple days here and there volunteering for Mr. Winter, put some signs up on the property, and was notified by my HOA that I had to take them down. The number wasn't correct. I had too many signs up. I have two large lots, but still couldn't. When I debated the issue over the fact that there's poster boards out here, as opposed to my little bitty sign, I was told, don't you know that you're in Tancredo's area? The people complain, you will take them down.
Well, and I'd say, no, I wouldn't. Take me to court.
Well, I didn't, and we're arguing, so I'm ready for my house to get torched or God knows what else.
You know what you ought to do? You ought to call the ACLU.
I did, and I talked to them, and I have to abide by our HOA rules, even though somebody else doesn't. But just to let everybody know, we have a mail house. There were Bibles in a box with numerous, sometimes trash, sometimes alone. I said, excuse me, that mail house is a representative of our federal post office. You don't think it's despicable for somebody to put Bibles in a box in a mail house where kids party? We're in a rural area, so sometimes the mailbox is the party house. And they said, no, we don't really think that's a problem, and you're the only person out here that thinks it's a problem. And up until then, I had put signs out in 2004, 2000. Every time when Salazar ran, I added buttload of signs. No problem until I did not go with the religious idea of it was okay to put Bibles in a post office. And we argued for 3 days about this with the HOA, and I was told, if you don't like it, you got to go along with the flow here.
That's BS.
Well, I know that.
That's BS. You know what? You know what we used to call those people in Florida? We used to call them lawn Nazis.
Well, it was really funny because when the gentleman, who was really nice, I will say that, he was nice about telling me that I needed to go with the flow. But every time I tried to tell him, you know, look, this is going on here. They're breaking rules. We have a lot of rules in this HOA that nobody abide by, and that's fine. I don't care. You know, I don't go around and monitor people's property. But they did take the Bibles out because I took a picture and said I was going to post it on the Internet for everybody to see. They finally took the Bibles out. Finally. But this Mr. Tancredo has not done a thing for us out here. When the super slab was bought up and Mr. Wells was going to run it right down our throat, Tancredo wasn't around, never got involved, never had a thing to do with it. So if people think that these people are not going to vote for Tancredo because of where he went on a visit down south, forget it. We have to vote this man out.
Well, you know, I would simply ask people there, what has Mr. Tancredo, what significant piece of legislation has Mr. Tancredo passed that would benefit those of you living out where you do, and what has he done for you lately?
They don't care. He's a good old boy. He's been out here. He goes with the flow. He doesn't bother anybody. They don't care what he does in Congress. Simply by him being a Republican makes him worth voting for. That's that. You don't understand. If he never does a thing for him, they like him.
I've met people like that. I've met people like that, and
you know, they told me, "Oh, Winter doesn't have a chance." I said, "Excuse me?" But yes, he does. Well, we know people in Parker, and he's going to get voted out. I said, "Who do you know in Parker that assures you that?" And Parker is part of District 6.
Voted out of what? What's he going to get voted out of? Boy, he's going to lose the election. Is that what they're saying?
They're assured that Winter's going to lose the election.
Well, you know what? I mean, we'll see about that. And I think everybody who's listening to me now ought to log on to Bill Winter's website and give him $25.
You know what we need more than anything else? Tancredo, up till now, I don't know, maybe he's changed, but will not debate Mr. Winter.
I know, he won't. And we've asked him, and he won't. And he's an intellectual coward. Lynn, thank you. I appreciate the call.
You have a good day.
Okay, hang in out there. Yeah, everybody give Bill Winter $25. That'll show Mad Tommy. 9:47, 13 minutes away from 10. Open phones here. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Man, I would hate to have to vote for somebody who has done, like, nothing for me in Congress.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you. Home, auto, or commercial, when glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
Truck on Highway 93, right around Highway 58. It's been causing some delays here for the last hour or so. Weather forecast, mostly sunny, beautiful. Highs in the upper 70s, clear skies tonight, mid-40s for a low. A few more clouds drift in tomorrow, but still partly sunny skies with a high in the low 70s. Right now it's 58 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Denver Health, Colorado's Academic Level 1 Trauma Center, has nursing, management, and entry-level opportunity.
For the lowest closing costs and the best rate on a home loan, call Advantage Funding at 303 Home Loan. We are the original mortgage company on Tom Martino's exclusive referral list. Tom has confidence in us, and you will too. Advantage Funding at 303 Home Loan is a direct lender. There are no added broker fees or points. Interest rates and closing costs are posted daily at 303homeloan.com. We guarantee our fees. There is never a surprise at the closing table. Advantage Funding. You'll be amazed at the savings. Call 303 Home Loan or go to 303homeloan.com today.
This is Jay Marvin for Icon LASIK Center. You know, I'm always talking about misconceptions that people have in everyday life. One of the biggest misconceptions out there is about LASIK eye surgery. Most folks believe that safe and affordable LASIK can't go together. But like many other misconceptions, it's just not true. If you're doing serious research on LASIK surgery, you'll find out that Icon LASIK doesn't need a gimmick. Icon has been making safe and affordable LASIK a reality for tens of thousands of patients for as little as $4.99 per eye. Icon LASIK Center has been performing safe and affordable procedures since 1999. Let Icon's experienced surgeons answer any questions you have about LASIK. Find out why Icon can do LASIK for as little as $4.99 per eye and why other centers can't do it. Don't fall for gimmicks like vacation giveaways or dollar off sales. Find out the truth yourself. Call today and set up a consultation at 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001 or visit Icon online at icondenver.com. That's I, like the letter, CON.com.
My friend laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-344-9121. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-344-9121. That's 1-800-344-9121.
Other apps in our system.
Holy interoperability.
So I can get data from any of our servers. I've been able to pinpoint some efficiencies, and our operating costs are down significantly.
Spoken like a business success-seeking software-powered super-secret weapon.
Look, I really just prefer Stuart.
With the right software, all your people can be business success-seeking super-secret weapons. Find out how at Microsoft.com/people-ready. Microsoft, software for the people-ready business.
The J. Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
If you missed any part of the show, you can get the whole thing on podcast at am760.net. Download it and listen to it at your convenience. 9:51, 9 minutes away from 10 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 77, mostly sunny, and it's good to have you along. Let's go back to the phones. It's open phones. Here's Pat in Boulder. Pat, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. It's great to talk to you.
Nice to have you on.
And, you know, I really appreciate you having those Keith Olbermann pieces. I hope you'll, you know, because I really believe he is the most eloquent voice in America today.
Yeah, as long as he keeps doing it, I'll definitely replay him.
I think you might be interested in this. I grew up in Cicero.
I know it well.
And you know, we could talk a lot about that, but Cicero was always controlled by the mob, and you know, these guys, they got away with murder, and they were guys who were into torture, you know?
Yeah.
So I really feel like that's what the, you know, Olbermann's got it right. They're really worried about this stuff coming out, especially if Congress turns Democratic, because this stuff will come out in the open.
Oh, I agree.
They're worried. And
they will never, until they get this settled, they will never try those 14 prisoners. They'll never try them, because what they're scared of, and it's going to happen, is that the Red Cross is going to talk to those prisoners, and you know what they're going to say? They're going to say, we were tortured.
Yeah, and they're up for war crimes. And as far as I'm concerned, I don't want to, you know, let's wait until the facts come out. But I think it's, and I admire Olbermann for his gut, because, you know, with the mob, you know, you just don't talk about things, and good things happen to it, you know. Example, I took a course at the University of Illinois in Chicago, and there was somebody set off a bomb in a car in front of somebody's house, and then the cops came around to investigate, and they said, what noise?
Yeah.
You know, so these guys are into fear, and I thought that we would never see people worse than the Nixon crowd, but these guys are the worst. And, you know, I've gotten to have a new appreciation of the mob, because they never pretended to be on my side. Like if it turns out that Cheney's not a crook, I mean, I'll be stunned.
Well, they never had to run for election. That's the whole thing. I mean, they never had to go through that process. But I think that the thing here, the key here is that you've got, you know, Republicans who are also, you know, also standing up against this. You've got Warner, and you've got McCain, and you've got Graham, and you've got, you know, Colin Powell, and there are others. There are others who feel that way, and I think that, you know, for conservatives, I mean, I think they need to definitely take a look at what they're talking about here and what this country represents, and if they agree with this idea that it's okay to torture people to get information out of them when it, number one, is immoral, and number two, Well, it, you know what? It's immoral. It's against the law, and the effectiveness of it is not guaranteed. That's the other thing. I mean, Libby told us lies because we tortured him, and so eventually he just told us what we wanted to hear instead of giving us the true story.
Well, it's one of the most cowardly things you can do. You know, and I don't want this country just, you know, we don't stand for cowardice. And if I could just mention one other thing.
Sure.
You brought up something really that is so important that it would you could do a whole show on it. And it's in these areas outside of, you know, in the rural areas. I mean, just the mere fact that your show goes there, because I was traveling this week in Colorado and I could hear you all week. And these places are so closed-minded. You know, they don't, finally they're hearing this, because, you know, but I think it would really be good to that, because finally here, when I came to Denver in 85, I thought it was great that they, I mean, like later on when Denver had a black mayor, I just was astounded by that.
Yeah, I miss Wellington Webb. I liked him a lot.
Well, you know, that, you know, in I saw such horrible racism. One of the best things that happened to Chicago through a fluke, Harold Washington got to be mayor.
Well, I was there when that happened.
Wasn't that great?
Yeah, it was wonderful. I loved it.
And can I tell you one funny thing about Chicago? I was in I worked in a polling place in 1979 when Jane Byrne was elected mayor.
Right.
And it was one of the first times they really had, through computers, I guess, they had the results in for the 10 o'clock news. I'm sitting in a bar with a Democratic poll worker, and he says, "Can you beat that? You couldn't steal a lousy 100,000 votes."
Yeah, the political history there is something else.
It's unbelievable. You know, and you're right on with this absentee ballot thing. Keep harping away.
Well, you know, we gotta vote absentee. All right, Pat, I gotta run. Thank you, man. Call me again.
Thank you, Jay. You're great.
All right, thank you. Take care.
All right.
Yeah. And I don't like Richie Daley, who's the current mayor of Chicago. And Mayor Wellington Webb, by the way, ex-Mayor Wellington Webb, only lives a couple of blocks up from where I do, but I have never summoned up the courage to go to his house and knock on his door. I'm just too shy to do that. All right, tomorrow morning, we will have a reaction to George W. Bush's speech to the UN and a whole lot more. So stick around here on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant, taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-495-8830. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation or a limited liability company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-495-8830. 1-800-495-8830. That's 1-800-495-8830.
800-500-3533.